o'clock.
It's 11 o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
Who is that over?
Thank you.
Let's go. Cube. old Jimmy's, little mirror, little sun in the clutches. Don't slip up, little nigga, put the sun in your nuts. What? Yo, dude, why the fuck if you trust? You gon' run when I hit you, put you under the pump. You won't run with your nigga, now you're close enough to shoot once it's broke, put you both in the slump, huh? Go ahead, nigga, pop off. You can get your family and your mans in the shot off. I'ma get the amps in your arm, blow your top off. Shit funny to the gun in your face. You better run with the nigga, better open the safe. You better come with the money, better show us the weight. I'm gon' come with the gorillas, cause I run with the apes and put shots in your butt like you wanted to kick, huh?
Da 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 What? The legendary Kai Balenciaga presents Take No Prisoners, a night of all-out battling. Who'll bring 2013 in with the victory? Will it be him or will it be you? Who's going to win and who's going to lose? For the hottest categories and the hottest competition, grand prize, Femme Queen Face, bring a memorable entry for $1,000. Grand prize, Butch Queen Performance, the Masters of Vogue, $1,000. Mini Grand, open to all teen, high fashion versus urban streetwear, the dynamic duo, and Mini Grand 2, Schoolboy Realness, the Presidential Award, and other cast categories. The ball date is January 5th, 2013, in Washington, D.C. Legend Stars and Statement will begin at 3 a.m. sharp, and Femme Queen Face will be the fifth category of the night. The paparazzi will be in the building, so come dressed to impress. You gotta know what to wear, when to wear it, where to buy it, and how to style it. Get ready to battle, get ready to cheer, because Take No Prisoners is going to be fierce. Not shady, but fierce.
We're live at the 2011 Latex Vote with the two baddest bitches in the boardroom, Naomi, Miss Rahi. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You look beautiful, sis.
Thank
you. And then we have BNG Kelly. She got her Jordans on, feeling like the cunt.
Legendary mother, Kelly, Miss Rahi.
East Coast?
Legendary.
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 Legendary. Legendary. Legendary mother, Kelly, Miss Rocky.
Kelly. Mitha Rocky. Kelly, Mitha. Mitha Rocky. A legendary mother, the Kelly. The Mitha Rocky. The legendary mother, Mitha Rocky.
I got a shot.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live, back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history, where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time, honey. But it's not the number one radio station. We're the only radio station in ballroom history. What's going on, boys and queens? We are definitely here live to recap everything that happened this weekend. So if you was at any function this weekend, please feel free to definitely call in and press 1 and give us all the tea and all the 411 and all the shade from the function, honey. I would love to definitely hear from Vanna Revlon, honey, and TJ Mizrahi on what happened in Pittsburgh. And all you private callers, please stop trying to call in. You will not get through to this line. Thank you. Without further ado, I want to bring on my esteemed cast, honey. Let's start with my good girlfriend, Miss London Bridges.
And where is the body?
Mother, we need you.
Oh, yeah.
Last season was all about Vogue. This season is for the...
And where is the body?
Sell it to me.
Move over,
give it to me.
Cause I'm going faster.
My ass is my ass. And my thighs support my head. Mother Bridges in the building.
That's right. I just can't help it.
Let's go.
My fault. I was
born. The body.
What's going on, Miss London?
Hello, Kelly. Hello, Moogly Meekly to everyone.
What?
That means Merry Christmas.
Oh, okay, honey.
Hello, Moogly Meekly, yeah.
I know, that's right, honey. I see we have our good sister on. You already know.
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the...
All the girls standing in the...
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom.
Ladies and gentlemen, the shady lady. That realness bitch. Mother Gossip herself. She's the best that says what you want. Alexis Snow, you already know.
Wait, you just recite her whole intro.
Yes, Miss Alexis.
Alexis.
Hi, everyone. What's hot, what's not, what's goodie?
You already know.
No, I don't know. I've been out of the loop this weekend. What's been going on, London?
Nothing much. You know, they had a certain ball that, you know, certain girls weren't invited to.
London, you started already?
Luckily, I was there.
Oh, so you did make the cut. You paid $100?
Yeah, it was actually $150.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Miss London made the cut, honey. Hold on. I don't see Jason tonight, but I see we have some other callers. 73573, you're live on the air. 973573, you're live on the air.
Oh, I'm just listening. Sorry.
Okay, can you press 1 and take your hand down?
And we do not, thank you.
Okay. 312-715, you're live on the air. 312-751, you're live on the air. Okay. Y'all girls are definitely going... But we're definitely here. You're the private callers, please stop. You're not going to get through, honey. That's Tuesday night, honey. Okay, and we're definitely here. We're definitely here to talk about the World AIDS Day Ball in Pittsburgh this weekend. We're definitely here to talk about anything that happened this weekend that anybody was definitely affiliated with. If y'all out there, honey, we're definitely here to talk about all the tea and all the scandals that happened this week and everything. And we're here to talk about the love and hip-hop ball, since Miss London wants to talk about that. We have a caller, 347-286. You're live on the air.
Hi, this is Jamel. How are y'all?
We're fine.
Hello. Happy Halloween.
Yes, I actually I participated in the Love Hangover Ball that you went to London, and I just wanted to know what your thoughts were on the function and if omitting all the other girls was a good idea.
I thought we could have invited more people as far as the real ballroom scene goes, but, you know, I thought it went very well. It was very made up, but, you know, it still was a good function, and everyone had a good time. What did you think?
I'm Jamela Beja. I was in the cat suit.
Oh, you were sitting.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It was a great function. Well, thank you. I'll just be listening then.
Thank you. Can we talk about Miss Ginger Rogers? Miss Ginger Rogers.
What would you like to talk about? I'm gagging, honey. I'm sitting here to everybody that's in the chat room, honey. Mother is live on cam, honey. I'm sitting here, honey, and I'm actually gagging right now, honey, because I'm live on cam, honey, with my girlfriend, Miss 15, honey. And all Miss 15 is showing me is her hands and her physique, but I can't really see anything else. What's going on, 15? What's going on, 15? 15 is definitely live, and she is definitely on chat with me, honey. Hold on. 917-693. Okay, they took their hand down. Okay.
I bet those hands are giving manly construction worker cunt.
No, actually, the hands are definitely kind, Miss A. They're giving me cunt teeth. 15, let me see your hands. Do you got a mani and pedi? Let me see those hands, 15. Honey, 15 is definitely live on cam. I don't know what happened to Miss Snow's phone. Her phone dropped, honey. I'm waiting for TJ and Varna, you know, in the true T-cast to definitely call in here. Alexis, you're back?
Thanks.
Okay, Alexis is back. I'm waiting for TJ and Varna to call in here in the True Tea Cast to give us the tea on what happened, you know, and in Pittsburgh this weekend, Addy. But Mr.
Wait,
London,
before we do that, can we have a Kiki?
Hey, really?
Yes, would you like to have a Kiki?
Okay, so go to my new little drug room and go look at the video and
Oh my God, hold on.
What group is this, London? I'm not in here.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Oh, okay, pay it. No invite.
I love it.
Hold on, we have a caller, 202-610. You're live on the air.
How are the Redskins? Woo! Fuck the
what?
Giants! Fuck the New York Giants! Nigga, we on top! Hell to the fucking Redskins!
What is that?
Oh my gosh, if it's not ballroom, it's politics. If it's not politics, it's a football game.
Baby. Thank
okay,
you.
Kelly,
I do try. I do try. Okay, I'm not. And I will not. Okay. Where the fuck is wash? Yes, it's wash face con, Miss Thing. You know, honey. You know, let the real girls come through, honey. How you doing? I want to give a big shout-out to everybody in the chat room. I want to give a big shout-out to everybody that's on the phone lines that is definitely here and definitely listening to, you know, us here tonight, honey. A big shout-out to all of y'all, honey, bitch. What the fuck, honey? So, London.
Kelly, someone said that ponytail is giving me, me and you would never part, my sweet darling.
No, I just got my hair braided down in a braid, honey. It's not a ponytail. It's a braid, honey. I got it braided down, honey. You know, I didn't want it out. You know, it's just too much. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah. Can somebody get Trayvon to go over there and shoot Bishop Hale since Bishop can't kill himself right, goddammit? And I'm going to send a shout-out to the House of Fellas. This is overall
Step
Mammy Fella.
Hey, mother fella, how you doing?
I'm proud of you, Kelly. You're looking quite favorable. On your TV there with your psychedelic colors and all, sending me on an acid trip.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Put me back on mute. I got to get me a drink.
Okay, we're going to put mother back on hold. Let me put her name, mother, honey.
She likes your psychedelic colors.
Yes, honey. Let me take my hair out this braid, honey.
Oh,
the girls are reading my braid, Miss Thang, honey. 202-610.
Hey. I got something to say to that caller. Look. Fuck you. You hear me? The Redskins all the way. We came to play RG3 all the way. The Giants even said, we got to respect that man. And that man showed up like hell tonight. Whoa! HTT.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we thank you for wishing your happiness, but just not in here tonight. Thank you.
410. 244, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, Kelly.
What's going on, honey?
Just waking up. I call in and I hear Bishop voice. I was like, oh, my God, what is going on?
He was
taking
your tonight.
I don't know, honey.
He was what, Alexis? I'm sorry, everyone. Hello.
He was taking your spot, Jason.
Oh,
hello,
God.
Friend. Yeah, he wants to be, innocent.
Oh, baby. I don't know what's going on with TJ and Varna and honey. I'm trying to find out what's going on with this damn ball, honey. And they not pressing one, honey.
They had the ball from what I understood.
But did y'all read, did anyone read that post by Kevin Prodigy about how they were standing outside?
They were standing outside doing what?
In the cold. I don't know what
Kevin
they were standing
Vaughn,
outside
right?
for, but they were outside in the cold.
It was Kevin and Vaughn.
Let me get my computer on.
Yeah, get your computer on so I can get this.
Kelly, if you learn how to read shit,
right?
I can't with you, girl.
You know, share a video with all the groups, but it's uploaded on Facebook. What do I do?
First of all, let me tell you, Alexis know.
I've been coming to Pittsburgh for damn near 4 years straight. I think since 2009, I've showed this city love. I've been there all this year, commentating everything, big, small. I would have never thought I would be outside and stuck with nowhere to go for hours. We were extra state. And our room was not paid for on Saturday, and our tickets were for 6:20 a.m. on Sunday. We were outside, and the person that brought us up and asked us to stay paid us no mind, left us. VJ, I don't know if this was Vaughn or Lua. It just said VJ was supposed to DJ on Saturday. And didn't, so he stayed for nothing. So we were stuck. We had to leave. Huh? We had to leave the hotel. I just want to say thanks, Sam, the Candy Man, and Malcolm Infinity for a bad app. Hold on. For a terrible time. I almost said I wasn't returning, but one or two bad apps won't spoil it for me. But y'all left us and y'all knew it. Thank you so much for nothing.
Oh, my God. TJ Vonna, I need y'all on the phone. I need these people on the phone. How did they have the commentator and the DJ standing outside and all types of things like this with no place to go? And this is what y'all wanted me to come up there to?
Bitch, you don't want to tell me she was going.
Baby, you see where I was at, right? Did you see my pictures that I posted up? I was at the baby shower. All right.
Girl, we saw them horrible ass pictures.
Miss Sega, Alexis, you can't.
Hello.
Yeah, oh, sorry, London, yeah.
No, I was saying Jason. Did you hear me say hello?
Oh, mother. Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, mother.
Oh, hey. My God. I need Kevin to call in. If anybody is around Kevin Jay-Z, can y'all please have Kevin call in here? Because this is a mess. This is really horrible, honey. Oh, I'm really gagging. TJ and Vonna, where y'all at? Y'all not listening? I know y'all was on the phone earlier. Like, what the fuck? Y'all not gonna call in here and give us to eat, honey? Baby. I'm really gagging at y'all girls, honey. But London, you were saying something else about something I heard you saying.
Oh yeah, so what did she try to do? Did she try to craft a hotel and she got locked? Ginger.
Oh.
Answer the motherfucking
thing. Ginger Rogers. Yeah.
Oh.
Get me, yeah.
Oh, Ginger's in jail?
I love how the girls play stupid.
Right, you're directing Mother.
Thank you.
And so what's that supposed to mean? I'm supposed to know everybody that's in jail?
You're supposed to know about all your kids.
Oh. And if the girls... And she knows who she is. If the girls do not stop calling my motherfucking house phone and my cell phone, girl, you gotta gag.
Ooh.
Okay, she knows who she is. I don't need to say her name, but she knows who she is. She needs to stop calling around, honey, and inquiring, because inquiring minds don't need to know.
Oh, no. Who are they inquiring about?
Girl, you know.
What's sitting in the background?
Yes.
Who? Your sister?
Exactly.
Mother Meekly?
Oh?
You always.
She's around.
If they call, you will come.
Oh baby, she's here. I see she's down there. She's down there. I just put her name by her number, so she's around and she's listening, honey, baby. So she needs to stop inquiring, honey, because this battle is not hers. It belongs to the cow.
How the chant go?
It's Allen for the boys and it's Meekly for the
girl.
When you put it all together, you have Allen Meekly
world.
Overall mother, Allen Meekly. Overall mother, Allen Meekly. Overall mother, Nicole. Allen Meekly, honey.
Girl, stay out of. If she moved her hair again, she talking.
Honey.
Girl, it's gonna fall out right in the middle.
Wait, was that a chant? Because if so, it was hard.
Yes, that's the chant. London, don't do that. Honey. But, you know. So, on other news that wasn't supposed to get out, but I was on the phone and I was talking with my sister. And I didn't know that my microphone was open earlier. And so since my microphone was open and it's already out and the girls are sending you private messages, but, you know, it wasn't supposed to be getting out. It was me and my sister talking on iChat. But Father Santonio Revlon is incarcerated.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And so is Naima Ebony.
Ooh. What? Naima's in jail too?
No,
she's not. Yeah, Naima got locked last night.
Was she
locked for London?
No, come on.
Where she got locked at?
No, she got locked right, I think she was in the alleyway you talk about all the time.
Oh, bad.
In the alleyway you go.
Oh, my God. Naima. Oh, my God. I'm gagging. Naima got locked. They didn't up that E. I'm gagging. Oh, wait, hold on, because the girls are trying me, honey. Let me get the red phone, because it was dead, honey. Because I was at Joe's, honey, and the phone went dead.
Is she ashamed of the ball, or?
I don't know, honey. I'm about to, I'm got the red phone in my hand right now. Hold on.
I don't think Vonna went at all.
Oh, Vonna ain't go?
From what I've read, I think she stayed from that, from Gavin Prodigy's, in that room. I don't think Vonna went at all.
Oh. Hold on, I'm trying to get the eat. Are you calling in to give me the eat about this ball? Yes, thank you. Are you really drinking white wine? Yes, I'm drinking my wine, honey, like white woman, honey. My Moscato. You got to sip on your Moscato, honey. You know, I'm
Ball
the kind.
Far from a white woman.
What, excuse me?
Far from a white woman.
Far from a white, yeah, I'm not, I'm far, yeah, I'm far from a white woman, Miss Day. You know, I'm giving you black cot, Miss Day. You
far
know,
from
you can't
woman.
Take me, honey.
Who?
Yes, you know, Miss Alexis can't take me, honey.
No way,
baby, you know, that's what it is, honey. But it's just a mess, honey. I'm just gagging at the girls. And I'm really gagging, honey. Mistake, how did the girls mistake, girl? So let me tell y'all tonight. So I was on Facebook tonight. Hold on, this is TJ. Hello?
So, you know, I went to the grocery store today for a real quick run. So, you know, when the girls throw on, you know, slippers or flip-flops, you know, their feet, you know, isn't really done sometimes. So some girl walked past and said, oh, my gosh, I love your toes. Knowing my shits was dry and big and everything.
Well, was it hanging out the side of London?
Yeah, it was hanging over the flip. It was like, yeah.
Well, I think I seen a picture of London.
Where?
In one of these groups. I saw this. She, London, you light-skinned? Are you light-skinned, London?
No.
Hello?
Oh, okay, TJ's live on the air with us.
I'm white. I don't consider.
What's going on, y'all?
Hello, Paul.
Oh, wait, hold on, TJ. Hold on, TJ. I see somebody must be got bonded out, honey. Well, Naima, you got bonded out?
No, I don't have bonded on here.
That's I said, did you get bonded out of jail?
Yeah, the girl, she got out, girl.
No, don't try it, my dude. I heard you saying I was in jail, honey. I had to call and confirm I was at it.
The girl, they say your bond was $1,000 and the girls weren't going to get you.
Wait, Miss Thing, they say you want a jail phone right now.
Oh, my God.
Was she in Yonkers?
Sis, they say your bond was $1,000 and you they want to come get you out of jail.
Uh-huh, they must be talking about Ginger.
Oh. Ginger bond only $1,000?
Yeah, and that what they're saying? That her bond is $1,000? That she tried to do an approval or something like that?
She tried to do
what?
Approval for what?
I think I heard she tried to do approval for a rental car or for a hotel. It was something like that, honey. And they got verbal. Hold on
hotel,
one second, girl.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, Kelly, let me
give
you this recap real quick because I gotta get. I'm in the middle of doing something.
Okay, well, yes, give us the eat, honey.
Okay. Pittsburgh ball. The ball officially started at 107, ended at 148. They had 12 minutes where they played music and beats. LSF was 5 minutes long. The only people in the building I can name. It was Kevin Jay-Z, Prodigy, Lucas 007, me, Jamila Revlon, CeCe Ebony, Father Karan, Mother Karan, Brazil Ebony, Chris Infinity, Malcolm Infinity, and about 10 more people. Altogether, it was about 30 people tops. Grand prize performance for $500. Butch Queen went to Mizrahi, Pebbles, and Yummy female figure went to Mila Mizrahi, 250. Open to all runway went to Jamila Revlon for the 100. Nobody walked Schoolboy. Open to all realness went to Father Karan. Ball over. They did not have the cash, but the agency did pay everybody. They cut them paper checks today.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
So what happened with Kevin and them in their hotel room, and, you know?
Oh, it was a problem with Kevin's hotel room. I didn't get that part.
Oh, yes.
I know. I know. I was at my hotel room downtown the Westin, which is right across the street from the Mega Bar, and I seen Kevin pull up.
Kevin?
Hold on,
hotel
I got somebody
room?
From Pittsburgh just clicked in, just texted me and told me click over. They got something to tell me about it now.
Oh, okay.
So click on
They hung up now.
Child, ask them as they say Kevin hotel room wasn't paying him or the DJ hotel room wasn't paid for Saturday night, and they was outside in the street waiting for their buses until 6 o'clock in the morning.
Who was supposed to get in the hotel?
Sam.
So where is he?
Oh, well,
here,
let me investigate that, and I'll call you back to find that out for real.
Okay,
right.
Honey.
Well, Sam, thank you.
She said you must have got
dick in your mouth. No, not at all. I'm actually working on the project.
Oh, yeah. Call me when you get finished.
Yeah, that one. All right.
Oh, damn. Hold on, honey. Baby, this is a mess, honey. Hold on. We gotta get to the bottom of this. Honey. Baby, let's get to the bottom of this.
So would Candyman be another name for Sugar Daddy?
Seven, eight, five, six.
I'm not going to do this with you.
No, Sam, honey. Damn. You said what you said, Naima? Because I didn't get that.
Is Candyman another name for Sugar Daddy?
I don't know. Would you know?
I don't know. I
wouldn't
know, honey. Just do an interview.
Baby. So, hold on. We have a caller. 267-582. You're live on the air.
Yes. Well, my thing is, Kevin never asked me to pay for anything. This Sam, by the way.
Well, who are we speaking with?
Hello, Sam. I am.
That's not Sam. Hello?
Hello? Hello, Sam. They're saying you're not Sam.
No, the call dropped, honey. I don't know. Maybe they call back in, honey. They said Kevin ain't asked them to pay for shit, and then the call dropped. So maybe they'll call back in, or that's all they wanted to call in and say. So maybe if somebody is around Kevin or somebody can get Kevin's number to me in my inbox, on Mother Kelly Mizrahi on Facebook, we could definitely get Kevin on the phone, honey, because whoever that caller was said, Kevin ain't asked me to pay for shit, and hung up. Okay, hold on. 267-582, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I'm saying this, Sam. I was just saying.
This is who?
This Sam.
I can't hear you. I can't hear what you said.
This
is Sam.
Saying, I wasn't supposed to pay for Kevin's nothing. I mean, he asked for a ride there.
Okay. So he just asked for a ride. He never asked for a ride back home?
No, he asked for a ride up to there. He was going to get the hotel room, and then he was supposed to catch the bus at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Is that the Sam that was hosting the ball, that was promoting the ball, or another Sam?
Yes. No.
This is not the Sam that was promoting the ball.
Okay. Because
no.
I was like, that voice sure did sound different.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Miss Sam, so, Did you pay Kevin Jay-Z or did you not pay Kevin Jay-Z?
The caller is gone, honey. That wasn't Sam, honey. That's some girl playing on the phone, honey. Bitch, okay, that's somebody from a Philadelphia number playing on the phone. That was not Sam. Sam, I am.
Sam got the coins and he ran.
Baby, that's a mess, though. I'm really gagging, honey. Everyone got paid with a check, even the winners of
the
ball. from the agency.
I told y'all that man with the yellow hat was looking for his monkey. Y'all played with that monkey too much. That man with that yellow hat came to get his monkey.
773-997, you're live on the air. 773-997, you're live on the air. Okay, the girls are just too much. I just can't with the girls, honey. I just can't, honey. Okay, we're not doing that, honey.
Can we get the doctors on the phone or somebody there?
She was in the video that they had up, honey. Oh, word.
Oh, it's a video? Damn, I've been asleep long.
They had a video that was put up that they sent me the video. Hey, Mother Meekly. Mother Meekly? Oh, she's... wait, hold on. 773-997, you're live on the air. Okay, hold on. Child, honey, I ain't got time to be playing with y'all girls, honey, okay? Hold on. Let me go over here. Hold on. View contacts. Okay. Because I ain't got time to be playing with the girls. The girls want to sit here and want to play around tonight, honey. We ain't got time for all of that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Shit. Thank you, honey. Thank you. The girls love my hair. Thank you. Thank you to my sister Alexis, you know. She hooked me up.
Hello.
Hello, Rodney.
What's going on?
Nothing much.
I'm at Lucky Strike. Yeah, dealing with this damn game.
What game?
The Giants and the Redskins play today, so, you know. Me and Hal at D.C. at the game, watching the game at Lucky Strike, so to deal with all these Redskins fans coming out the building.
Hold on, wait, Ronnie. Are you talking about somebody in particular?
No.
Huh?
No, just Redskins, just the people in general watching the game.
Hello, Rodney.
Hey, London, what's going on? What's up, Alexis?
Rodney, somebody said you lost that game. You mighty quiet.
Okay. Would that be your sign?
Yes, that's him.
So it was a really, really good game. I'm sad. I'm mad we lost, but, you know, it is what it is.
17-16.
Yeah, but I'm still waiting until I get to Atlanta, though, for that game. That's all it is. They got me hyped now. So what was going on this weekend? Anything in particular? Any fun? Any events? Anything?
No.
No.
Just another Red Legend ball.
Oh, so something happened?
A Red Legend ball.
Right. So something didn't happen again.
Oh, that is T. Ginger's locked up, yeah.
Yeah, I heard that's old, so yeah.
Yeah, and they just had the little Kiki ball that just passed. Was it a Kiki ball?
Oh my God, did you hear all this noise in the background? But yeah, it was two balls in Virginia this weekend, right?
Yeah, there was a Kiki ball in Virginia.
Yeah.
It was a ball on Friday and a ball on Saturday.
Hold on, I have a caller. 773-997, you're live on the air.
You here?
773-997, you're live on the air.
I did.
Okay, I got time. 202-446, you're live on the air.
Hey,
how y'all doing? Hi,
baby.
Hey,
how are
you?
Everybody.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Oh, God.
Whoa. I had put the phone down. Who was bowling?
We was watching the game at the bowling alley.
Okay, now it all makes sense. Okay, carry on.
Hello, Monte Christian.
Okay.
How are you, sir?
Oh, God.
I was calling because I was quite concerned because I couldn't get through to Rodney, so I figured if I could find him, it would be on his phone shows. But I wanted to, I'm sorry, I heard that there was a grieving here in D.C., and I didn't get a chance to say, you know, I want to send my condolences out to Earl and Rodney and all those wonderful, beautiful people in the state of New York for the loss of their game from the championship, New York Giants. And I wanted to give them a great welcome to Washington, D.C., and let them know that it's okay to be an RG3 fan. And, you know, I will personally go out and get you an official jersey if you like, you know, to wear when you get to Atlanta.
No, I do need a doormat,
okay,
so I will
appreciate
it.
Wait, hold on, Rodney, because did the Redskins win the Super Bowl last year?
No, but we just beat the Super Bowl champs this year. You're only good at your last
year.
Monty, come on,
hold on, because you know the Giants is my team too, Rodney, so, you know, if they want to give it up like that, y'all want a game? Okay, we are the champs.
Well,
y'all need to get
the first.
Kelly, I'm so glad that the New York Giants could provide. I'm so glad the New York Giants could infuse a little excitement into the city of Washington, D.C. Y'all know how I love Washington, and this city is so dead. Listen, excuse me, Monty. This city is so dead when it comes to sports in the month of December. You know, you find all the men out shopping, Christmas shopping with their wives, you know. The bars are empty because there's nothing to be excited about. So they finally made it, Kelly. They finally made it to 6-6. I mean, I'm in the bar laughing with people. The last time the Redskins made it to the Super Bowl, most of these people was playing with little Tonka trucks and Nintendos, and you know what I'm saying. And those that were poor were playing with Ataris. But how about Hango Rodney?
Don't forget
Intellivision.
They so happy that the Redskins finally won a game. Let them win the whole motherfucker. Come back to us the first weekend in February and let us know what the Redskins then did.
We won the last three games have been division games, and we won each week consecutively all of our division games.
Okay,
nobody
honey.
Else can say that.
Well, baby, until
winning division games, but we're still in first place.
Until they win the whole thing, then I don't want to hear about the Redskins, okay?
I think we're made for prime time. You all watched us on Thanksgiving. We shared turkey with you all. And now we gave y'all something to do on Monday night.
Oh my God, for allowing us
and inviting us into you all's home. And we showed up with gratitude because you all were so kind to invite us in. So for the simplest things, we just say thank you.
Kelly,
you know I'm not a fan of always, we always give our callers, you know, the opportunity to express their opinion, but I'm not using this caller. Could you put them on mute, please?
Okay. I'm so sorry you had to go. I'm really fucking gagging, honey, okay? 15 just opened his camera, and 15 is sitting here playing with his motherfucking nipples and everything on this fucking camera. I am motherfucking gagging, okay, 15? 15, this is not what I want to see.
Yeah, as you see, very loud tonight. And excited.
I like your shit. Well, if you don't like my shit, feel free to definitely press 1 and definitely come up on the line, honey. You know, this is an open format for everybody to voice their opinion, honey, okay? 276-582, you're live on the air. Hello?
My
No, actually, I didn't. Actually, okay, hold on. Actually, I didn't sleep in this. I just put this on when I got back in the house from being out at Joe's Crab Shack, honey. I just put this on, honey, okay? So, you know.
We are on cam on this.
Yeah, I'm on cam in the chat room, and the girls is texting the red phone asking me, did I sleep in this thing? No, actually, I didn't sleep in this, okay? So keep it cute, okay, Myrna? The next caller we have is 412-515. You're live on the air.
Hey, y'all, what's up? This is Daylon Levmore.
Hey, baby.
What's up, Daylon?
How you doing?
How was the ball in Pittsburgh?
You know what? The Revlons wasn't allowed to go to the ball. So I just, you know, sat outside in the lobby because I was up in town anyway, and I got a couple interviews with the girls and different things like that and just read and everything like that.
Okay. So you did like a little ballroom throwback type interviews when they came out for True Tea?
I mean, I wouldn't say ballroom throwback type, but, you know, I cranked it up a little bit. It was 10 o'clock. I was sitting outside the venue, and nobody was there. So I was wondering what was going on because LSS was supposed to start at 10 o'clock.
So, well, you know, 10 o'clock doesn't mean 10 o'clock ballroom.
Right, but the doors opened at 8. So I came downstairs in the lobby just to see if anybody was there yet. It was 10 o'clock. They was just rolling the sandwiches and trays in the bar.
Who was this?
This is Daylon.
Oh, hello.
He said Daylon. Revlons.
Which ball weren't the Revlons allowed at?
The Pittsburgh ball, he says.
Oh. Do you know why, Daylon?
Yeah, because Amaya didn't see the fact that the categories had been changed and that the awards ball had taken off and all the scandals and different things that we had talked on the radio show about before. She didn't want her kids up there because she didn't know who, you know, how they were going to be judged, who was going to be attendance, and she wasn't going to be in town. So, you know, she said that it was best that we didn't go.
Did you have fun in the lobby? I'm sorry, did you have fun in the lobby? Well, for the time that I was at the venue, I gotta go get my drink, y'all, so let me put y'all on mute. Kevin, okay, thank you, caller, for definitely calling in. The next caller we have is 267-582. You're live on the air.
Yes. I just want to make it known that this boy named Ann Scott on Facebook, he's going to get trashed. It's going to be a big brawl at Philly's first Friday, this coming Friday. So he better not show his ass.
Who? Wait. What? Who?
Ann Scott. It's on Facebook. The light-skinned bitch.
That's violent. We can solve it on the phone lines. Do you have his number? Stop the violence.
261. Again, that's 267-601-3261.
607-321-216. Wow.
Wow, what's sparking up this? What's sparking up this aggravation and what's going on?
He's just been talking shit, you know, just wanting to be fighting, you know, just all this crazy shit, spreading all these false rumors. And that's why I'm going to get his ass beat this Friday, at Philly First Friday. I told his ass don't show. And then got the nerve to write me from fake pages, cussing me out, and then called my real mother and cuss her out.
Oh, no.
Okay. And spilt my tea.
Oh, no.
Your mother didn't know your tea?
No, she didn't.
Well,
and this is who I'm speaking to now.
I just want to make that known because
who is speaking with now? Who is this?
His name is Ann Scott.
Who is this? Is this Nicole?
Who is the hood?
No, who is this? That's on the phone now. Who's on the line? Who is this?
Oh, this is Zamora. He knows who I am.
Oh, okay.
He's
Oh, wow. So he spooked you. Wow.
Yeah. That's not the fact. He's just mad because he thinks that I'm talking to one of his friends. Bitch, please. If I wanted him, I would have had him. He's the least stinky ass faggot. He has AIDS, you know, stuff like that.
Ooh,
and, you know,
no.
Do you think he would answer if you, like, call him on three-way?
Yeah, let me see.
Yeah, try.
No. We don't do that here, honey, okay? And don't forget that February 23rd, 2013 is the 5th annual Carolina Awards Ball that will be held in Charlotte, North Carolina. Doors open up at 9. Awards start probably at 10 o'clock. Ball starts at 11 o'clock. It's $30 all night. Tables are $200. Seating of 10 people. Your commentator is the icon Jack Mizrahi, DJ, the legendary Vonna Law. Grand prize is Team Faith for $2,000. Grand prize number two is Open to All Performance for $1,000. Legends versus Club Winners versus Of the Year versus Challengers. Mini Grand $500.
Yeah.
Butch Queen and Drag's Realness. Mini Grand Schoolboy Realness $500. Mini Grand Urban European Runway for Butch Queen European Runway for $500.
Please enter a callback number.
And will be coming soon.
Kelly.
Yes.
I just looked at something. Is that the same day as one of your house members' ball?
What about house member?
Is it Midwest Legends Ball?
No. George. Ball. I think that's the same day.
George Ball is the 8th or the 9th.
Yeah, it's the beginning.
Okay. Yeah, okay, yeah. February 9th. That's right. That's correct.
But it is a ball in the Midwest that same day.
The Detroit Awards Ball.
I thought it was the Midwest Legends Ball.
The Midwest Legends Ball is January the 26th, the same day as coldest winter ever.
Well, okay. That's what it was. Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
So
I'm gagging. I'm
the same
fucking...
day as the ball you were just talking about?
Say it again.
Ivernian's ball is the same day as the ball on the 4th?
No, Ivernian's ball is the 2nd, February the 2nd.
Oh, okay.
It's just too much. I just can't, honey. I don't know, honey. Those are on. No, I'm not. And I was going to, but I'm not. I'm gagging that I'm on Ken with 15. Like, I'm really gagging. Like, this is a Kiki. Let's have a Kiki, baby. It's just too much, honey. Baby, ain't nothing really going on. It's a lot going on this weekend, honey. But ain't nothing really going on, honey. Everybody, take off your hat. Take off your hat. Take that hat off. Oh, no, you won't. No, you will not. Baby, no, you will not.
Y'all see, okay, they have their own little party.
It looks like you're forgetting you're on webcam. It looks like you're slightly aroused by the fact that Fem Queen is
No, actually, no, I'm not. I'm not slightly aroused. Color 15, no, he will not pull out his motherfucking piece on this camera.
Ooh, wait a minute, 15, I need to see this.
Okay, that's what I was saying. No, he will not. I am not aroused in any form, shape, or fashion. Okay? Honey. Baby, yes. Somebody hit me up and he asked me, did he show his face? Yeah, he showed his face, but I still don't know who the fuck he is.
So, Kelly, Fem Queen can't get smutted out.
You can't take no pictures on this thing. This is
you can do a screenshot.
This is Blog Talk chat room.
But you recorded Alexis's voguing naked picture and sent it to me for me, like.
Really, like. Really, like that.
Roger is really trying it, honey. Okay. Baby, stop trying it, honey. I don't know. The girls, it's just real. But you know what, Miss Thang? I don't know, Miss Thang. But Miss Jarnice took my post down in her chat room and told me I need to send her a $50 green dot card to advertise my whack ass show in her room. That's what she told me.
Oh, wow. Is she going to use that $50 to get her tooth cleaned?
I gag. When she hit me and going to talk about it, you want to advertise your whack ass show in my room, you need to send me a $50 green dot card.
She should thank you for posting in that whack ass room.
Miss Thang, but I don't understand
how
the girls
Enrique,
want.
Enrique, can you get that shit shut down, Enrique?
Y'all about to get that man put out that bra.
I don't understand. I don't really don't understand. The girl sat here and read me down, Miss Thang, for all posting pictures and doing everything that I was doing, Miss Thang. But that's all it seemed like they do in that room is post pictures. Miss Thang, all they do is post pictures. It's nothing but dicks and everything in that room, and it's just like
I think the difference is that they're doing it themselves. So that's their own permission, and you just get the pictures that someone sent to you about them and posting without their consent and permission. I think that's the difference.
Oh, that's the difference?
Maybe yeah.
It's a mess, honey. it's a mess, Miss Thang, honey, baby, it's a mess. I just gag to just open up my thing, and shit just be popping up on my timeline. And all I see is dicks and asses and all types of things, honey.
That's why it's called the gag show.
Baby, well, it's definitely a gagger, honey. And in a gag show, it's definitely a gagger. Honey, oh, I was supposed to have been light a cigarette like 20 minutes ago, and I didn't even lit one. Like, honey, like, what the fuck? What's going on?
I guess it's just so easy to show your ass to get to the top.
And I'm so tired, and it's no shame, Miss Thang. I support my big sisters, Miss Thang, honey, baby, and I love all of y'all down and all my big girls down, Miss Thang. But girls, Miss Thang, I woke up Saturday morning, Miss Thang, and bitch, and the official ballroom radio station was flooded with tons of big girls. Miss Thang, the big girls was coming this weekend. Like, what the fuck, Miss Thang? Was McDonald's out of food?
Ooh. They was having a big girl ball.
Oh, they was definitely having a big girl ball. Big shout out to all my big girls in the chat room because, baby, they definitely did have a ball, honey, this weekend. Bishop, you're live on the air.
You wanted the real man. All you had to do was rule me or tangle me.
Excuse me?
If you wanted the real man, instead of 15, all you had to do was rule me or tangle me with my red skin headband on.
I didn't Uvu or Tango 15. 15 hit me up, and I was just, like, I was gagging. First it was just 15 hand he was showing. Then 15 showed his
I ain't concentrate on him. Because, honestly, you wouldn't be talking shit right now. You'd just be quiet right now. If I was video camera with you. You'd be quiet right now. You would be quiet.
No free advertisement.
Like that.
Whether via Uvu, via Skype, no free advertisement.
I ain't asked for you.
Ooh.
Anyway.
Ooh.
Kelly?
Yeah.
You have a Tango or Uvu?
I sure do.
And you can see the scar. I'm going to show you.
Kelly, don't do it.
Y'all is a mess. Y'all need to stop.
Kelly, he will flip out on you, Kelly. He would just start yelling at you and throwing things.
I hope my last time. Oh, my God. I'm so hot right now. I need to braid my hair back then.
Don't lick my balls.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Bishop. Man. Hello, Bishop. Worship. Welcome to the ballroom recap show. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Who is this?
This is Rodney.
Oh. You see, was at Lucky Strike, Matt?
No.
Yeah,
Bishop.
Lucky.
You was at Lucky Strike in D.C.?
Yeah.
What you really should be doing right now is
at Lucky Strikes in D.C. and you was at Lucky Strikes in D.C. and
saw that.
So,
no,
I mean, it was a close game. Shut up, London. It was a close game, and yeah, you saw that game, right?
What is
I did.
Hey, we'll meet y'all in the
playoffs. Is this ESPN live tonight with Rodney and Bishop? No, it's not. Thank you.
It is. Hey, this ain't the Bishop Show, man. Y'all go ahead and carry on. Kelly, it's up to you, baby. Yeah, for the Ravens next.
Oh, my God. Come on,
Paul. Okay.
I need to slit my wrist.
Oh, my God.
Jason, why you want to slit your wrist?
Because
football
makes... You want to
slit your wrist or you want to bend your wrist?
I want to slit my... Well, my wrist stays bent. That's no
shade. Jason, he wants to slit his wrist.
I just want to slit
my
wrist.
You have to check Kelly out over there. You
I mean, when did ballroom turn into, like, ESPN? I mean, I feel like...
Did we cover all the balls for the season?
No, because I represent the ballroom scene, but I also still like sports. I still like... I work and I'm doing everything.
We
want to get the whole element out.
I mean, I like sports, too. I like being a wide receiver and stuff.
Oh, you like being a wide receiver, Jason?
Yeah.
And a tight end. Thank you for sharing. Thanks for sharing.
I think
it's an equal balance for the show, you know what I'm saying, to add a little stuff that everybody likes, you know what I'm saying? We do the balls, we do football, basketball, whatever, you know, whatever comes up. It's about balls.
That's how the radio show started out. We used to do the, you know, all the different news and current events and everything. We used to have to come on. My daughter, Brianna Mizrahi, used to do that at the beginning of the show.
Okay.
Right. So I'm going to start doing, like, the recaps and the scores and highlights a little bit before the show gets started, and then we move into ballroom.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a little light.
Okay. Alexis, why are you over there moaning like that?
Girl, I hate sports. I watch one football game every year. One. And the only reason
I
watch
Super Bowl.
February the 13th, I'll see you. And the only reason I watch that is because Beyonce is performing halftime.
Okay. Look, that's going to be a reason why a lot of people that's calling the show will be watching it. The only reason.
Oh, well, I like to watch sports because that's what the boys like to watch.
Well, you fit right in, Kelly, so I wouldn't expect nothing less.
Oh, shit.
What do you mean by she fit right in, Alexis? We need clarification on that.
I mean, I said what I said.
I'm
going to tell you like Nene said, if you can't read, then you better know how to read.
Like, boys like when they girls watch sports with them and stuff, and, you know, they can sit back and,
Yeah, they feel like they with their homeboy. Yeah, right.
It's bad enough you gotta watch them play Madden. Do I really have to watch a football game?
I ain't gotta watch them play Madden, Jason, because y'all going in another room.
Is that alien inside the chat room?
I just sit here and we can play Call of Duty too.
So you went about the game.
Yes, I got Call of Duty too. So anybody that's out there,
wait a minute, what's that? Hold on, what is that? Is that a purse shaker?
No, a purse shaker. No, it's not a purse shaker. I got my Call of Duty 2, and I got Winning to Minute. I bought it the other day. So anybody that's out there and you online and you want to play with Mother, hit me up at TenacitySoup8, honey.
Well, guys, I'm about to go back into this bar with Bar Louis now and Redskins fans that we meet and greeted with tonight. They're being generous. It's last call for alcohol, so y'all know I have to go.
Without giving out your location, you know it's crazy people want to lose in D.C.,
I'm all right.
I'm on.
I'm
right
in Chinatown. It's a police every block, on every corner. Why all these people out here?
Okay, I know that's right.
So y'all have a good night.
You
and I'll talk with y'all later. All right.
Okay. I'm on Xbox, not PS3. I'm on the Xbox, honey. And you know I gotta go get my new Wii, honey. Baby. Oh, the girl said they like my nails. I went and got them done today. Ain't they Banshee aunt, Miss Thing? I got my ill nugs done to Aza. They Banshee Khan. How you doing? Honey. So, you know, Alexis Clark.
Alexis Clark.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Yes. What was I about to say? I forgot what I was about to say. Damn, hold on. Let me go, because I know it's some other eat around here, Miss Say.
They say the mine is the first thing to go.
Mine is going. Hello?
Yeah.
Alexis, who mine is going?
Yours. I'm coming to slap the shit out of you. Michi, stay off of my wall.
Maybe he right around the corner from you, too.
I know.
Honey. So, Naima. Where Naima went?
I'm right here.
Oh, Naima, did you ever get a chance to see Michi?
Oh, no, I didn't get a chance to see Michi. I know where he's at, now, but no, I didn't get a chance to see him.
Oh, baby, he's coming over.
Yeah, I'll see him, though. Trust me, honey. Patience is a virtue, something I practice.
Oh, really?
But also,
yeah.
So you practice witchcraft.
So wait a minute. So being that his quote unquote twin is supposed to be coming in tomorrow, he's gonna be in New York for the rest of the week. Is that what you're telling me, Kelly?
Yes, he will be.
Mhm. But he'll be occupied at the twin house, huh?
He's gonna be on an island.
Mhm. He's gonna be white over the what?
The party.
Did you get married? He's going to be over there on yeah.
Uh-huh, that's what I said.
That's all right. I think I'll make a trip over there to detour van.
Oh, really? I want everybody to add me on Uvo. I'm on Uvo. Add me on Uvo. Big Sexy 140 on Uvo. Add me on Uvo. And add me on Xbox, honey.
Okay, and add her on BGC,
Una. And please, add me on Uvo. I'll send her to Soup 8 on,
add her on BGC, add her on Tag, add her on
Ooh, no.
Add her on Adult Friend Finder, add her on trytranny.com, add her
Ooh.
On A9club.com, add her on T-Girl Admire, she on Black T-Girl, she got an arrows and a back page.
They say now Alexis just sat here and she done ran her whole list down to y'all, everything that she's on.
I don't do all that stuff.
I don't know, but that's what I'm trying to figure out. Honey, so let me know. I don't
what
know
is
if
that in the chat room. Is that what kind of language is that?
What type of language is what?
Them X's and O's and lines and squares, is that geometry? What the hell?
Oh. Oh, well, I don't know his real name. I don't know. Baby, we trying to find out, honey, you know.
Ooh.
Baby, I don't know his real name. Maybe somebody can help us out and give us his full real name so we can find out is he in custody or not.
Who?
What?
Who?
Father Revlon.
Oh.
The girl that's on the
phone. Wait. Source, I know you're listening. Can you please pull that file up? And by the time I get up and go look at this computer, have it in my inbox, please. Thank
oh.
you.
Oh, wait a minute. What did they say he got locked for though? He was fighting again or something?
I like this.
What you call me for? I don't know. I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting to find out like you did.
Oh well, sources is saying that. Whoever he had to fight would call the cops.
Bitches.
He must have wore them out or something.
Okay.
They said they called the cops to get him locked. I'm really gagging, honey.
But
the
what
girls
was he fighting for?
I don't know.
His right to party.
So wait, Kelly, you had missed the other T earlier today.
What T?
She had two big stories going on today.
You know I be missing. You know I be missing everything. You know, girl, I be going with the wind, honey.
When she said that she thought that fam girls don't do approval, especially when they 5K girls. Oh, okay, that's all right. That was the wrong post I was reading. Okay.
So where was he hiding in the closet? Was he in the store when he did the approval? How the fuck did they lock him up? I mean, because he was just laying back in the cut talking about, I'm soft and cunt, taking my moans, getting my body together so he could come out in Japan, wild pow.
Well, they said she had a big party at the Lowe's in Atlanta.
Ooh.
In the house of Legacy. Mm.
Lega.
Wait, no, Naima, I didn't get what you just said, Naima.
Lega.
So who gave that?
A leg of lamb.
No, Legacy, honey.
Girl, y'all talking in codes, Miss Thing. Now y'all scared.
You know what? I want to ask you something. Now,
well, where is Tiffany? Get Tiffany on the line. I know Tiffany enough.
I got a question to ask
That's
you.
That's
so Kelly,
Judy.
So Kelly, did you see this clip where it was supposed to be this new house coming out, and it's supposed to be I think it was Temperance and Starsha or something in the clip or something like that, and it was given like it's supposed to be like the gay version of the Housewives of Atlanta or the it was something it was
the House of Sunshine or something like that.
The House of Sunshine. Can you believe that?
No, Jacob had I have to look at the clip. I thought it was cute though. It was funny. I mean, it's just for shits and giggles.
Okay. So it's just going to be like a Kiki show?
I'm thinking.
Oh, okay.
Aren't all those YouTube shows Kiki shows?
No, well, not that one. That's his other show that he got called What's T or Now That's T or That's T or
sure,
something like
you
that.
Don't find that a Kiki show?
No, well, you know what? I like the T show that he got.
I
want to
call that Four Drunk Bitches.
No.
Oh, I'm sure they're listening.
No, I know. I like that show Now That's T because they all different personalities and they are key. They read and they give it to you just like it is. I like
that
whole
show. Remind me of Kathy Lee in the morning with glasses of wine. Mm-hmm. That show.
Jason, your mouth is nasty, bitch. I love it.
Don't act like that show don't remind y'all of Kathy Lee and that black woman when they sitting around at 5 o'clock in the morning drinking wine and giving the news.
Okay, well, it's time to put the monkey back in the cage, so.
Okay, Ginger. let's have a kiki.
Oh, you know what? I was talking to Dexter earlier. You know me and my daddy, we be kid, right? And Dexter gonna say, this is for the girls on the phone who don't code. He gonna say, the girls need to wrap up their gifts before they dance.
What? Naima said, then laugh. Don't laugh at that, so we can understand.
My daddy Dexter, he said for 2012. He said the girls need to wrap up their presents before they give them out.
Well, it's definitely been confirmed that he is definitely in custody.
Santino?
Yes.
So he beats tonight. Who he beat?
What was that child?
He got cut. Junior. Yeah. Junior Blahnik.
He turned himself in on the 3rd at 21:40 hours.
Yeah. So what I understand, he got other warrants for his arrest. That's what I got.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's so late. I feel bad for Santonio.
Yes, I love him.
Yeah,
I know
remember you thought Kelly was having him, girl, and you was calling my phone like, girl, who is over there with Kelly?
Not too much.
You was giving
not
all of that.
Yes, she was. That bitch was ready to break through my motherfucking door and say she thought he was over here at my house.
you don't need to worry about me breaking down that door. You need to worry about what's out there in the Bronx trying to break down that door.
I'm not worried about anything in the Bronx breaking down this door. This door will never be broken down.
Okay, because the boogie down Bronx, honey, trying to boogie down with you out front.
Baby, I ain't worried about that, honey. Baby, did you just hear him just kiki in the background?
Okay.
Hey, it's baby, he just kikied in the background. He ain't worried about nobody coming over here.
You sexy thing, you.
Honey.
So wait a minute, so Kelly, would that mean being that you're not bothered, he not bothered in the background? So does that mean that I could give a call to a certain Ms. Rahi?
You said what?
Oh, she's trying it, girl.
She's trying.
What she said? She said, girl, since both of y'all are unbothered, can she call Raiden?
I'm definitely not talking about him. I'm talking about somebody else who she said was untouchable.
Who?
Joy?
Naima, you got to say a name.
No, I'm not going to put him out on blast. I'm flipping in your mother, Kelly, Ms. Rahi, inbox.
Yeah, well, you put it in my mother, Kelly, Ms. Rahi, inbox. You do that.
Wait,
honey, I don't know who you talking about.
Hold on, I'm about to give it to you now. Hold on.
Ooh, Lord. Bitch, that's 15. Oh, Jesus is a biscuit. Hallelujah. Yes. If anybody needs. Anybody needs. NASA, get my respirator.
Me too. You better keep your little ass off my motherfucking wall. Oh, this room is so many things.
Mm-hmm.
What room?
Yes. How do you do it again?
Do what?
Ain't scrubbing out shoves.
hold on. I want to say it's Shift Command 3. Hold on, let me look y'all. Yeah, Shift Command 3.
Oh.
Is my mother still on the phone, London?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. I'm just watching the players flow.
Because, mother, I know what you give after me. You'll just disappear
Kelly,
and get cut.
Kelly, honey, she I'm telling her that Amber called off of the Altar, honey, because she got Altar, the Earl Dog. I can call her the Altar, and the Akram Bug, Miss Ellie Cog.
What are you? Naima, I don't even know what you're talking about.
If anybody needs certain services, hit my girl.
You know, I just, because it grinds my gears when Naima gets on just yapping away.
Oh, shut up. You ain't talking about nothing. You know what, Miss
Did Lundy, you say
you
Naima got finger
waves? pushed up to the sky.
With the rods in the back. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Oh, no, but I got to be French rolled in the back, honey.
With the bobby pins with the beads on it?
Yeah,
come
honey.
On,
and it's got to be U-shaped, you know, like a little candy cane.
The
boogie. And don't forget, I gotta have my feet coming down to one side, honey. Hard curl, real tight underneath the side.
Wait, I didn't know she do drag. Hold on, I thought she was a butch queen. Wait a minute, hold on. Is this a drag? Is this her ad picture?
Oh.
I'm just ready for tomorrow night. That's it.
You got somebody to read, London?
Oh, Naima. Naima, you can call Baby Trap, please, honey. Baby, it still ain't happening.
Challenge.
Okay. Baby, I'm not worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Naima, is that your normal laugh, like out in the public?
You trying to not
do it? Yes.
Yes,
she is.
It's My Normal Life. Is that your normal voice in public?
Not too much with my mother, Naima.
You trying it, Naima? Yes, it is.
Not too much with my mother, Naima.
Let the mean shit be good. Let's cut whatever.
I got one monkey
dead.
Put in a cage.
Let's go. Is that what you're doing?
What monkey you got put in a cage?
Naima. Oh, congratulations, girl. When did you start work?
When I transitioned back to Baltimore, I'll
when you transitioned back? Since
you
transitioned back?
Listen, everybody heard me say back to Baltimore.
I just heard transition back.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Right. Let me tell you something, okay?
That's all you have
is
transition back,
no,
right?
No, you and your roommate over there, Mr. Lexus, gonna stop driving now, you know?
Naima, you transitioning back into being a boy?
I'm hanging up this phone.
She transitioning?
I am
moving back.
Wait, but I thought Naima was already a boy.
Oh, shit.
No word. This is what we not going to hear on this phone.
It's beginning to look
a
lot like
Naima,
Christmas.
I before you said that. You said that before.
No,
Everywhere I go.
I thought.
No, but congratulations.
Thank you so much. You know,
what are you going to be doing?
Well, we can switch apartments, Naima. I can move up there, and you can come. You can live down here.
The girls, honey, going to butt rush my job. If I told you what kind of work I'm going to be doing, honey.
Did they say
yeah.
butt? Did you say
no,
butt rush?
I just say where. I just say what you're doing.
Kelly.
Yes.
We go to Naima's job and it's for the ether. Yeah, I can't even say it. And push it on.
It
must be a food spot.
She works at an Arcog Inner Rug.
Ah!
Oh, Arcog Inner Rug. Hey.
Look at this. See, you hear
do you have Lamborghinis?
Yes, did y'all see the picture of that Lamborghini? The new Lamborghini?
It was nice.
I'm about to run.
And I wish he stopped flooding my inbox with, did you like my song yet? No, bitch, I ain't gonna never like that song.
Naima, Mitchell said you'll be installing cable to fix the air conditioner.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. See in my inbox.
You know what? Tell me, G. Don't
wait,
play with me. Because I will come and get his little short troll behind, honey. Don't
ooh.
Play.
Naima, someone said you're going to be doing all your changes.
I've got.
Well, Lord.
But no, I'll be, I will be working at, a car rental place. I'll
ooh,
that.
Bitch. Show them that, girl.
Yes, girl. They going to chow.
Oh, because I'm going to tell you one thing, honey. I know, because I'll approve who I want to approve and who I don't, I won't.
See, there you already go.
So I know. I see you for U-Haul, like lifting boxes and
stuff. Naima, don't go to that job on that job. Leave that stuff alone, girl. Leave that stuff alone.
This child named Black Zadar said Naima is going to have to compete with Honeycomb to get the boys to Baltimore.
Who?
Never have to compete.
And just too much.
Are you going to be working at Dollar Rental, Naima?
$5 rental.
$5.
She working at $5 foot long rental.
Oh.
You can rent her
foot
long.
At Subway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we
can rent her foot long.
That's right.
I don't want it. You can have it.
Where's the Meekleys?
maybe if you say the chat again, they were up here.
What? Allen for the boys and Meekly for the girls. When you put it all together, you have Allen Meekly World.
Damn.
I think she wants to play tonight. She's not pressing one.
Hold on, wait, Naima, what you say? Sit down.
You can't trust them. You can't trust them. You can't trust them.
Wait, there has to be a chant that they only say on Tuesday night because she doesn't go anywhere.
Excuse me?
London, you've been crying for 2 weeks.
You know what, London, let me tell you something, okay?
She won't even talk about you. Calm down.
Hey, Naima.
Okay, all right. I'll take it back. I love you, London. All right.
Girl, Papa Xanax, girl, let me be quiet.
Oh, I know that's right. Work it out, honey. I had an Alan just hit me up in my inbox and told me leave us alone. I know that's right. I'm not bothering y'all. I want the mother.
Ooh. Kelly, they said you don't want the mother because every time y'all battle, you just sat down.
Yeah. She wins on the floor, honey.
Joyful, joyful,
but
Lord,
Alexis,
we adore
they say,
you.
They can say the same about you because Nicole got more votes than you.
I think I'm going to watch this thing.
Yeah.
Oh. I will fuck you up, Jason.
If they was doing a double cameo, if she had to stand there, she would have made the role. She looked like a nun. I could see it.
Hold on, we got a call. Oh no, they hung up.
Yeah.
Tell the girls she's pressing one and then hanging up, honey. That should be bumping them in the ear, honey, and they be pumping.
No, but why did someone tell me she looked like a nun until she released them hands?
See, this is what I'm living for. This is like back in the old days. I'm like, I like tonight's show because we just having kikis and stuff.
Y'all had to get into the little innuendos, the little songs and stuff that be being sung on the show and get into the shade and stuff. That'd be a lot of shade and stuff going on.
So, Kelly,
oh, Mother Mona is trying you, Naima.
What's she saying?
She said Ebony is about to hit the balls and styles with rentals by Naima.
Yeah.
Baby, baby, what I tell you, I ain't gonna talk about it, honey, because I'm just gonna wait for it to happen.
Whatever.
But baby. It's a lot of Ebony eat, honey, bitch. But when it happens, I'll be right there, record it.
What?
So who's going to Arbonian's Vault? Can someone record that fight of the child that's going to get beat?
Who is she again?
Who mother don't know, their tea.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody thinking about that, honey. Then what's the name? Child is. What you talking about over there? You talking about the up and coming Ebony Weekend, Kelly?
The up and coming Ebony Weekend?
That wasn't until the summertime.
No, honey, there's the Ebony Weekend coming up very soon. So Miss Kelly must know something.
Oh, okay, it's only $1,500.
Girl, when I tell you, bitch, Santonio is even sitting in his mugshot this thing. What
is
this?
Naima, since Ebony Weekend is the only time the girls really get to see you, what are you going to be doing?
Ooh. Let me tell you something. That is definitely not the only time that the girls see me. You like to add the privy to a mother? Don't worry, because being that I won't be a girl of the night anymore, honey, you'll start to see me out a little bit more often. I'm not a bitch that's not ashamed to say, honey, that my coin just wasn't like it needed to be for me to be anywhere.
Right.
But trust me, it will be now.
And if she has a job.
Because the fee is too many buy one, get one half off girls in New York City.
Okay.
What the fuck is a buy one, get one half off, girl? You mean you get two girls for the price of one in New York City?
You know what? Sometimes you get two girls for the price of one. Sometimes it's buy one, get one half off, or buy one, get one free. And, you
so
know,
if I got $20, I can get two girls?
If you got 20,
Jason,
you can
what
have
you
a key.
Wait, Jason. What you going to do with a girl?
Do her hair, teach her how to be a lady, show her how to dush. Take her shopping, get her a gag from Letitia. I don't know. Something like that.
But wait a minute, I need to see this picture of St. Antonio. How much does it say he got to go on to get out?
Yeah,
$1,500. Damn. Some of y'all girls make that in an hour, so he shouldn't be sitting in jail.
Hold on, how he just
$100 or something like that?
Well, you know, it's usually like 10%. What about like maybe $200?
Revlon's call me. I got my deposit.
Look at you.
And Naima, if you really want to be technical, you didn't even got to call me. Hit Naima up on Facebook. She got the whole thing.
Ooh.
You see, she asked.
Yes, honey. But I can definitely donate something. Oh, and he'll be out real soon, honey. It was a misdemeanor.
Yeah,
hey, Mother
Nene
Brown in the chat room. Hold on one second,
Jason. Let me tell you something, Alexis. Okay, you and your roommate, okay, you know who your roommate is, okay? All right, so.
Hold on with it. Roommate! No, not even nobody's here.
Oh, no, they're there, because they were there when I came over there.
Don't know what that was.
Your roommate's shoe was over the corner, remember?
I'm going to be waking up with that or tomorrow. The girl doesn't know if Naima...
Naima, was it him?
Naima,
wait, hold on, wait. So this just came through my phone. The girls want to know if Naima is an Ebony. What the hell is her category, and when was the last time she walked LOL?
No, they did.
1965, and her category was Butch Queen Rareness.
Oh. Naima, they said just hold your money because they might take his bail back tomorrow when he go to court because he got a warrant.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Naima been out for that long, London?
Damn, bitch. Naima, you there, old girl?
Why do you have a deposit for a Revlon and not for your Mizrahi child?
You said, why do I have a deposit for who?
No, I'm talking to Kelly. She has a deposit to get the Revlon child out of jail, but not Ginger.
You bitches better bring it, because the Revlon in the bill. Get
Kelly, cat got your tongue?
Okay. 15, I need to see a little bit of more.
Are you on camera with 15, Jason? Oh, 15 is over there. Pass me the ashtray. 15 is over there giving you a show.
Uh-huh.
Ah, howdy. 15, you was on cam doing shows?
If I get on cam, honey, that computer is going to crash.
The girls are waiting for an answer.
Nobody wants to see that.
Stop trying to be Alexis.
I'm reading what's coming through my phone.
So tomorrow night on the tea party show, we're going to do Tiny Chat.
Where's 15 at? I can't see 15 cam.
Alexis,
can you do my hair so we can do Tiny Chat?
Yeah, that's fine.
God.
Yeah, in a private location.
Okay.
Can I come over?
It's at Kelly's house, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait, you trying him off? Or talk about you that have that
time anymore. Kevin, I mean, Kelly, they're saying Kevin J. Prodigy wants you to call him.
Okay, well, inbox me his number.
Person that sent me that message, inbox me the number so I can inbox it to Kelly. And tomorrow we all going to do tiny chat, Rod. Don't tell me stop lying if I come in that chat room and smack the taste out your mouth.
Oh, well, I'm definitely going to be on Tiny Chat. I'm going to give y'all a show tomorrow.
Oof.
I'm going to get my hair. I'm going to get my hair washed and set tomorrow. I'm gonna give y'all a nasty show, honey.
Oh, I love you, T-Mar. You say you won't get a wash.
So wait, you're taking the other hair out?
Excuse me.
You're taking the other hair out, or you do it all together?
I'm going to get a wash and set. I'm going to wash my hair.
Hello.
Mother,
hello.
Yeah.
Are y'all going to call Kevin?
What the
you granny mean? Tranny calling here tonight, yeah.
Oh, you see what I said, painter?
Granny fellow. I need to hear her voice one time.
Mm-hmm. She,
grandma,
she
grandma fella.
She said we need to call Trayvon to kill Bishop because Bishop don't know how to kill himself right.
Mm-hmm.
She stay on my wall, poor thing.
Baby, Odie, hold on.
Tell me you don't play with me, honey, because I know he's seen my post I put on his wall. I will attack him.
He's paying you, Naima. So, girl, stop posting.
You know I can't wear him, Chloe. The child.
Honey. Baby, you know he coming over to see Mother tomorrow. You coming over?
When Kelly, I'm probably he probably won't be coming to see you no more.
Ooh. Oh, he'll be coming, trust me.
I mean, it don't matter to me one way or another.
Let me tell you something, Kelly. I think you want to get attacked early before 2013 come in here, honey, because here lately you've been showing off of being real fresh.
He posted it on my wall. Did you see it on my wall?
No, he didn't. Oh, no.
Look at my wall. He posts, I'm coming over tomorrow.
Which one, the Mother Kelly one?
Yes, he posted right on my wall.
Hold on, let me go over there.
Where's Prince Meekly? Oops, Mizza. For the caller that just texted me, who is Prince Meekly? Oops, Mizza. I'm lost.
Tell Mother Meekly to go lay down someplace, okay?
No, that's not the mother. That's somebody else.
Oh. Well, tell her kids to go lay down someplace. Okay.
So, wait a minute. Did they send you the number yet, Jason?
I'm waiting for... No, they said they waiting on him to get them back.
Bitch. I'm going to fuck. I'm going to...
Alexis, why are you over there kid?
Because I'm in this group, right? And they just posted the Santonio record. So they was like, someone just told me today that he left makeup on their pillow after he painted them in a session.
He left makeup where?
Never mind.
I didn't know you wore makeup.
So wait, did y'all catch the other? Y'all still ain't got the other. See, Kelly, you be Alexis Clark. I still gotta try that. Oh.
Santonio, give me like a human Ken doll, honey, just with body.
Did you say what? A horny who?
I said he give me a human Ken doll just with body.
Oh.
So, Kelly, you missed
horny.
This. Hold on, where is that?
Okay, Kelly, I'm about to inbox you the phone number.
Okay.
What's about to start now, honey?
Oh, I erased it. Damn, you dumb bitch.
Which one do you want me to send it to?
Mother Kelly.
My B-E-E-F. Talk about a bitch don't start no mess. Talk about a bitch you put in check.
Now, even the girls say you just start trouble and then you go in the house and stay in the house and hide.
No, they definitely, I definitely don't do that.
Oh, my God, somebody just hit me up on a private message and they said, who is 15? He looks fucking fierce.
Who is who?
They said, who is 15? He looks fucking fierce.
No, he don't. Don't do that.
You know, I was getting ready to run with that comment. It wasn't about 15, but it was about to get Jason, but I forgot. Me and Jason talked in secrecy when he gave me some tea, so I can't make it hot.
I don't know what you're talking about, Willis.
Ooh. I'm going to say, got it.
Oh, hold on. Let me see. Damn.
Y'all bitches. Now you got that shit in my head, Naeem.
I love that chant.
I left for the Revlon chant, honey. You bitches left the brain.
Oh, shit. Somebody hit me up and they said they thought 15 was Naeem off.
That's it.
Wait,
I'm
on
done.
Cam? They thought it was on Cam?
All right, I sent it to you, Callie. I sent it to you.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, you know what?
Naeem, you better let these people have it. They've been coming for you for, you for weeks now.
They won't see me on Tiny Chat tomorrow. We're going to open up the Tiny Chat
one
tomorrow. They won't see me on Tiny
Chat. AB and Naeem, you keep your stuff in your hands.
I hope so. That is not coming.
I'm trying, man.
I'm just saying, girl.
Oh, I know who that is.
Yes, Naeem. I had a girl sitting perched. They can't take
calling
your titties.
Calling Westinghouse Lighting Corporation. Our office is currently closed.
What?
Our business hours are...
Oh, sorry. I put the wrong number in, honey. Sorry.
Naeem is avoiding the question. Wasn't she a come on in the 90s?
You know what? That's probably just Corey trying it.
They said she should be an icon by
now. You tell this Corey stop trying me, okay?
That wasn't Corey.
You tell this Corey stop trying me. Come
now.
Hello, Kevin?
Yes.
Hi, love. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Legendary Kevin Jay-Z to the radio station.
Hey,
hi,
Kevin.
How's everybody? Hi, to everybody.
Hey, Kevin.
How are you?
Fine.
I'm okay.
We hear that you was stranded.
Hello, Kevin.
And,
say it again.
We hear that you was... Oh, Londa was saying hi to you.
Hey, Londa.
We hear
Hello.
That you were stranded up in Pittsburgh, putting that the girls, you know, turned you and stuff like that. Can you confirm it then and tell us what happened?
Well, this is what happened. I was told one thing. I was told to come to Pittsburgh. I commentated the World AIDS Day ball. I commentated the function. And then after everything, I was told to stay 2 days. And on the second day, we were left in the hotel. Nobody came to pay for the hotel. Our tickets were for Sunday morning. We were stuck. We went to the Greyhound. I bought us tickets to get on the bus, but I didn't have my ID, so the lady at the bus won't give us no hotel. The person that told us to come up there left, didn't even come get us, didn't bring us to his house. It was just all fucked up. So then after that, I got home, but the organization, the Pittsburgh PTS, whatever organization, they're reimbursing me everything. So I'm fine.
Kelly.
Yes.
Antonio is home.
Oh, I know. Okay, so wait a minute. So when they told you to come up there or whatever, are you saying that Sam has you under the impression that you could stay by him? Or
yeah, I was under the impression that I would be getting paid by him, and, you know, it was all him. You know, he told them that it would be all by him, everything, he was going to handle everything.
So when he didn't fall, so when you got there and you started commenting and everything and you didn't receive a payment, that's when you found
out.
No,
I got paid. I got paid.
They didn't pay for the hotel room like they were supposed to.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was the next day that we were supposed to stay for something else. We were supposed to stay for that day, but we didn't, you know, no one came from Rome and then we were stuck. The hotel said that we had to leave. We had to leave and we were outside from basically from 10 to about 6 o'clock in the morning.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Are you serious?
So did you ever call, I mean, did somebody try to call him or get in contact with him or something?
I mean, we spoke to him, but, you know, we spoke to him, I spoke to him, this, that, and the third. It was just, I mean, he spoke, said what he had to say, but I wasn't trying to hear that, and I really wasn't about to make no scene out there in old Pittsburgh, you know, over no nothing over that. So I left alone. I dealt with it. I got to the bus station. I just stayed at that bus station. I stayed there until my bus came and went home. And then I called the organization that wanted me to come, you know, that he was working with or whatever, and they reimbursed everything, and I spoke to all of them, and everything's good.
Mm-hmm. I don't think their organization will be doing too many more things with her anymore up there.
Oh, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah. The
organization said that they didn't know anything. They didn't know anything, what was going on. They didn't know nothing at all. But other than that, from when I spoke to the organization today, everything is squared away. Everything. I'm getting reimbursed.
Hold on, Kevin. To the person that's in my inbox, when was the ball? On Friday?
The ball was Friday.
Okay, they came in on Friday. They were supposed to stay for something that was supposed to happen Saturday. It doesn't matter what they were staying for, but they were not compensated, nor was their accommodations taken care of. Do you understand that? Capiche? Somebody in my inbox asking questions, and I'm just telling them. It don't matter who was paying for them. They were told that they were supposed to have an engagement on Saturday.
So, Kevin.
No, the engagement was Friday. The engagement on Friday was all taken care of. But I was told to stay till Sunday. They told he told me as soon as I got here to stay till Sunday.
Not by tech agency or he was told by Sam to stay till Sunday, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I was supposed to stay till Sunday, but nobody came to pay for the room. But as of today, everything was squared away. Everything was squared away. Everything.
Okay. Carla, in my inbox, do you have any more questions? Well, it don't matter if you don't believe that. That's what the fuck
Wait a minute. Hold on, Alexis. You're doing too much, girl. Put the monkey back in the cage and just type that person. Just let them know.
I don't feel like typing, girl.
Well, let the person call in. You got that much to say, inbox person. Call in yourself.
But Kevin, since we have you on the air, can you give us a nasty freestyle Alan Meekly chat?
Oh, shit. I can't really do it now. I can't do it now because yes.
I'm still waiting for what we talked about the last time I seen you.
Yeah, but I do have, see, the thing is, I have the beat that I did. Well, you know, I did with you and your girlfriend from the thing, but, you know, I'll give you something different. So this time I can say Ms. Rahi on it.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the boom, boom, and shade in the room.
Oh, I did that tune already.
Oh, okay.
I already did that. You want me to send it to you or you want me to put it online?
You did. Send it to me, honey. Send that to me, honey. Yes, honey. Are you coming out tomorrow?
I will be there tomorrow night.
Okay, honey. Yes, I'm up in the place tomorrow, honey. I need that tomorrow, honey.
I will bring it tomorrow night. And I'll say it when I call you out.
Okay.
Because you said it was boom, boom, the shade up in this room. I got you. I ain't forget.
Right, that's right.
But everything as far as Pittsburgh and everything with Pittsburgh is cool. Everything is good now.
Okay.
Going back to Pittsburgh again then, you're saying?
Huh?
You'll be going back to Pittsburgh again.
I'll be going back to Pittsburgh, but things will be a lot different as far as when I get there and as far as hotel arrangements, everything. Everything will be a lot different.
Well, let me ask you something, Kevin. You haven't ran into anything else other than any other situation other than dealing with Sam, though, right?
No. I never ran into any bad situation.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Kevin.
Huh? All right, y'all.
Thank you.
Okay.
That
You're welcome.
That caller we have is a private caller. I'm gagging. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air.
So what did she do with the money? Run off and go to McDonald's and buy a bunch of McRib sandwiches or some shit?
Okay, hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air. No, I didn't know. I didn't miss it. I'm sitting over here. I seen it. I didn't miss it, baby. When I tell you... This fucking radio chat tonight, honey, and the things that these kids are showing over here is a mess. Oh, my God. And, yes, welcome to the iconic house of Chanel. Tree Chanel is now a Chanel.
Oh,
C to the H-A-N-E-L. Get back. It's Chanel. Okay.
Baby, the girls is definitely out and getting around. Honey.
Well, congratulations,
women,
Tree
so women,
Chanel.
So Tree didn't want to go be an aqua while drinking aqua. No.
Are you sure he was supposed to be a Balenciaga?
He was supposed to be A G A.
To see your clearer. I think.
Okay, you sure? Hold on. Harold, the T is that Tree was supposed to be coming over there.
Okay, we're drinking agua.
The link for Tiny Chat will be tomorrow to the person that's hitting me up in my inbox.
Saying, not over here, bitch.
There's no Tiny Chat link tonight. The Tiny Chat link is tomorrow. This person that I'm on cam with right now, this camera with me, you need to turn your light off so I can get into your face, Sonny, okay? Because I can't really see your
face.
Turn your light on so I can see your face. I need to get a full visual.
I'm
Alexis.
The girl said tree is still going to get chopped, whether he's Chanel or whatever.
It came across my box that being an auger is a motherfucking lie.
Well, I mean, Naima said that, not me.
Well, that's what I had heard.
Well, Miss Jenkins.
Well, somebody said he was a, he's back to being a Chanel. He was a Chanel first.
Oh yeah,
I look like you, but I wasn't too for sure, honey. That's why I had to, you know, I was trying, you know. Honey, it's...
Marcy, I heard she want to come back to Ebony.
Oh, my God. Child.
Brooklyn. But wait a minute, so can you confirm that Alexis, that he was a Chanel, that she was a Chanel first?
X Naima was the last one she walked, was past the free running back in 99.
Holy shit.
Naima, why is they at you like that?
I told you, Naima, they always be at your door, girl. They always be at your door.
X Naima was the last ball she walked, was Paris Dupree ball in 1989. I'm sorry.
Damn. I was still wearing diapers.
You damn sure wasn't wearing no diapers around that time, honey.
Oh, my God. Bill Shepard,
so
you're back on the line.
So can we say...
When you stop bullshitting and look at 69, number 69, not 15, fuck.
Oh, what do you say, bitch?
Invite me. When you going to stop fucking around and invite me?
When I was... A little bitty
invite you where? What are you talking about?
Me a little toy. Silver balls hanging from a string.
Hello?
Want to play my ding-a-ling.
Yeah, I'm here.
Ding-a-ling.
Wait, Jason,
ding-a-ling.
Hold on, Jason. What do you say?
Yeah, I said, where are you going to invite me?
Invite you where?
I just did your Uber. You gave me your Uber, buddy.
I'm sitting here Uber. Nobody never hit me up. I'm sitting here Uber. I'm sitting here on this Facebook chat. I'm on all these different chats. Nobody never hit me up.
I did hit you up.
Oh, I didn't get no message.
Where did it go? Where did it go? I've been around here cotton eye Joe.
I did not get no message, and I'm sitting right here in front of my Uber.
I'm checking right now, babe.
15, don't play with me.
Okay. The next caller is 203-999. You're live on the air.
Damn, is that nigga on COVID then, Ma?
What'd you say?
What is going on?
Wow.
Is that nigga
hello?
On COVID?
I just caught the vapors.
Hello?
He said that nigga on coke.
Wait a minute, Jason, you down.
Child, please stop.
It was like ex-bishop is soft and retardation bad.
216-526, you're live on the air.
Yes, and I thank you.
Yes, it's mother of all mothers.
Mother Dust is in the building.
What's up, y'all? I'm back.
Mother
carry me home.
Baby, tonight, hold on. Let me ask, baby, tonight... Oh, my God, honey. Baby, when I tell you.
Do I need to go log in to Uber, honey, so I can get a piece of whatever this is going on?
No, you don't.
I can't with 15. I'm
Naima.
Not
is that $5 foot long?
Oh.
Naima, we're not partying with you, Naima.
15 is a mess.
Yes, 15 is a mess.
Okay,
and I don't even
like
them red. Come a chameleon. They come and go. They come and go.
Who was asking about Ubu?
What is that?
Are y'all on Uvu?
No, I'm not on no Uvu.
I'm on Uvu, honey.
I refuse to get on Uvu because I don't want my computer to crash.
Why you don't want your computer? Your computer won't crash. You get on Uvu.
Mm-mm.
Let me go find in the Uvu.
I'm a chameleon.
Okay, so can okay, so there was a rumor going around, right? That Kevin Prodigy, who was just on the phone, was AKA London.
Hello.
So can we put the monkey back in the cage to confirm that Kevin is not London? Now?
I thought about that too, but he came online. Hold on, Naima. The caller just said, "Tell Naima they got a warrant for her at Greenwich Village."
Shit.
How do you put that monkey back in the cage? That's almost like they're not. That's almost like the London and Marcus.
Okay, so who
person.
Am I going to be next, Naima?
You said who are you going to be next? Oh, I don't know. I just know that the girl for the longest time thought the Kevin was you. So, like,
London has been a lot of people.
The girls would have tried me, and I would come and shake their tables and break the legs off of them, honey.
I wanna wish Zsa Zsa, Mother Miss Rahi a happy birthday.
Oh, Zsa Zsa's
birthday.
Yeah,
yes,
it's Zsa Zsa's birthday. So happy birthday to Zsa Zsa. Honey. Baby.
Happy birthday, honey.
Yeah. Baby, when I tell you, it's so much going on my screen over here, baby. It's just too much.
Miss Alexis, you're not bringing no tonight?
My computer is going to crash.
You not burning
no
bricks today?
Girl, that's you be burning the bricks off the kids.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and Naima be up to about 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, honey, on chat, honey, with the children, honey.
Yes,
Holly, who was that in your background?
Naima used to hit me up.
You said what?
Who was that in your background?
Baby, stop worrying about who's in my background.
I'm going to read this queen.
Who is there saying 15 cent viruses? Who?
Why are you worried about who in my background, TJ?
Because I want to know who that light skinned person is.
Look at you win everything but a herb.
Always want to put a piece of meat in her mouth. Good.
Wait a minute. I ain't say nothing about that. I said who the light skinned person was. See? There y'all go.
Wait a minute.
Well, girl, I heard Alexa looking like real fish. Shut up, 15.
Oh,
the girls might look like real fish, mistake, but I am the real fish.
Girl, Miss Kelly, stand down.
Okay, you know what? So I see a message. It says y'all queens.
Yes, girl, that's what I was just talking about.
Oh, okay. Anyway, y'all report. The person said, "Bitch, Sam had a ball on Friday. Someone else had a party and wanted Vaughn, VJ and DJ, to DJ. Kevin wasn't high at all. Malcolm Infinity had the party on Saturday. Why was Sam paid for him when it wasn't his event? Y'all need to get off the drugs and report the story right." Oh,
bitch, I wasn't on drugs. I haven't
So who said that?
Well, the inkwell in the umbro chair.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I just want to, baby. Well, I can vouch for that. That's the truth because I was supposed to be hired for Saturday too by Sam also, but I told him I couldn't stay, but he wanted me to stay for Saturday also.
For what? Because the party Saturday was Malcolm's party. Why was Sam hiring you?
Well, I don't know, honey.
Well, girl, maybe they was partners.
This Malcolm's party been playing for the longest.
Well, wait, hold on. First of all, did either one of y'all plan the event? So y'all don't know what the do not hit me up because I didn't ill spoken no E-Tuck out no Umra. Thank you. Neither one of y'all was coordinated the event. So how do y'all know what was stipulated? Y'all assuming just like everybody else. Please stop. Y'all don't know what the fuck what happened, what was said. Y'all kill me with that shit.
Oh.
Wait, hold on. You have to shoot him into.
Yes, please. But let me tell you something. I don't think Kevin and the credit that he has, I don't think Kevin would get up on here and purposely lie on that child. I mean, because like, she's a nobody to lie on. So I mean, I don't think he would get up on here and lie.
Wait, what did I miss?
Well, that nobody got enough money now to buy a whole lot of dollar burgers.
Why y'all? What I don't understand is why is the girls reading Kevin? I don't understand that.
Because they don't have nothing better to do.
That's what I don't understand.
When they need to be reading,
Big Man. They need to be reading instead of reading. Where's my Nene Leakes finger?
Ooh, you know, I read this post today. You girls get a set of keys, honey, and they act like they the motherfucker turnkey, honey.
Baby,
what? Your name, scary ass.
When I tell you, baby, it's... Baby.
Girl, I read this post today, girl, and it just made my blood boil. Jesus.
What post?
Okay, the fact that Pittsburgh... Hold on.
So let me ask you something on a serious note.
The fact that Pittsburgh is the main topic illustrates that has late the scene illustrates that the scene has become late. Okay, go ahead.
Two things. I think you was talking about this Alexis, or was it? I don't know, but you know when I bring it up. But I think it was you who said to me that the ballroom scene is getting ready to split, with the Kiki scene being the new scene, and the one with the celebrities, people are going to start charging. They're going to go from the $30 to like the $100 or the $50 tickets.
Oh,
or
yeah,
something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
So what you think of
it? It's going
to
evolve.
Get everybody else. Huh?
It's going to evolve. I said the girl, this is what I said, the Kiki girls, you know how they grow up and they go up to, like, the next level. A lot of them are going to come up to the mainstream, and I think a lot of the heavy hitters are going to get caught up in that Love is a Hangover type ball, you know, for the exposure.
Mm-hmm. And those tickets was $100, right?
They said $150.
Ooh, bitch. What did you get for $150?
I can show you.
Oh, hold on. Vonna, you live on the air.
Hello.
And
yes.
What? I'm here. Girl, we keep talking about Pittsburgh week after week after week. We know the girls was a sham, girl. We know it was some shit that happened. We know Sam was a carry. Like, girl, why is this sound like brand new to everybody?
Excellent, Eva. What are some of her memorable iconic problems for me?
What happened?
Naima, what are some of your memorable ballroom moments?
No, they said, excellent, Eva. What are some of her memorable iconic ballroom moments?
Let me tell you something, okay?
When she broke that chair at the ball.
No, ooh. You tell me Corey.
Naima, how do you know that's Corey?
That is not Corey.
That's Corey over there trying to, because she's trying me somewhere else. That's her over there trying to, okay? I'm not saying anything about her women's effects and accessories that she be wearing.
Oh.
I'm trying it.
Oh. Ooh.
Sister, she's coming for you, and it is not even you coming for her. Don't make her get on here and speak that other language, girl.
Okay, because I'm going to put my phone down, bitch, because that might be a curse.
Anyway, so go ahead, Vonna. What you was saying?
I said, I can't believe that this conversation about Sam is still happening. I said, everybody know that it was a sham. Everybody know it was a lot of stuff going on. Why is it such a shock? And everybody who's inboxing you, Alexis, I know that it's, I'm not going to say missing because I'm not shady to her. That's Malcolm and them. They've been defending that party and the payment of that party for the last 3 days now. And, girl, she doesn't know what Sam offered her. So Sam offered her something. Then, girl, oh, well.
Oh, no, that's not Malcolm. That's somebody that don't even have nothing to do with Pittsburgh.
Oh.
They're just a very controversial person.
Oh. Oh, child, but must be part two. Okay, I know who she is.
Hey,
Just say, I got a lot of viewers over here. Mm-hmm. What's going on, girls? How y'all doing?
Okay, let me get back to this shirt.
Let you get back to what?
So, Vonna, was it true that the Revlons couldn't, that you told the Revlons they couldn't go to the bowl?
I'm sorry?
It was true that you told the Revlons that they couldn't go to the bowl?
Yes, it was true.
Oof. Yes, Vonna, I love it.
Yes, they didn't go to the ball, honey.
Okay, no, so Vonna, can you do me one favor while you on the fuck pussy?
No, Lord.
What? What do you want me to do?
Yes, bitch, you know what I'm going to ask you. Can you just give it to me? Can you be like, ask what? Come on, bitch.
No, I cannot. I'm not pissed off. You're
and that and what was
stern, bitch. You go, oh, she got her at what? I was like, oh.
Girl, shut up, Alexis, girl. You know why it was stern, girl. You know what
girl,
we went through that night.
I was looking like, ooh, it needs a humbugger to girl, because it needs content. Okay.
You know what we was, you know what we was going through that night, Alexis, but you know why it was stern.
Ooh. This Naima, this the girls are coming for
oh,
you,
yeah,
girl.
I see what he said. Mm-hmm.
What room are y'all in? Are y'all in that
right.
underground room?
We in that
what?
Room.
What room you
okay.
talking about?
Okay.
Where
let's
Alexis
see.
And Naima see all this stuff.
Okay, see, this next person must want me. Okay.
Oof.
Not too much.
Shake it up.
Not too
what
much.
What happened at the ball in Virginia? Oh, congratulations to my boo, Brian Revlon, for winning.
Oh, wait, hold on. I got it. I got a text on my phone. Hold on.
Wait a minute. First of all, Brian, you didn't even know about no Brian Revlon until I told you about Brian Revlon, 19 pieces of hair. So don't even give too much to him on this phone.
We was
y'all
all over Miss Dane. Damn, shit. Listen, you know what? I don't know what it is.
Come on.
I have been talking to Brian. I'm a very friendly person. I'm a very flirtatious person at the same time. But I have been chatting and flirting with Brian and Rail and all the rest of it. And y'all girls be at me. I don't want them.
Congratulations to my brother, Brian Revlon, for winning in VA. So that way nobody's in the shade.
Right, tell him I love him.
Anyway, girl, he'll love you.
He'll love you.
He loves me.
Good.
Kelly, what's the text you just got in your phone, Kelly?
That's what they all say.
I didn't receive it yet. I waited for him to text me.
What happened? Oh, so nobody know what happened in the ball in Virginia. I think the Chanel's won...
I know they won Brian and Chanel and Revlon won together as a team for Pretty Boy.
Who?
It was Chanel and then Brian and Revlon won as a team.
Oh, okay.
Chance the Baller was really cute, and all the cash was given out.
Yes.
Who ball
was it? I think it was another agency ball.
Okay. Oh, look at Kelly.
You gonna read her late ass right now.
What is going on? I didn't receive that tag.
$1,000 bet. Okay, hold on.
Okay, I got the number now. Hold on.
Get her life. She wants no part of my resume. She knows truly what I give. She's just angry someone's reading her. Unfortunately, it's not me to see that. Well, it is. It's attacking a $5 footlong.
y'all gotta stop attacking my sister.
Girl, say that crap.
Say
I
that
love
crap.
The mouth. You know what? This is what I miss. This group used to be so fucking. Bitch, shut the fuck. Okay, you know what? Let me tell you something, little girl. Let me show you why I am who I am. Because this bitch ain't going to tell me what the fuck I can and cannot do.
Oh, you got gag, girl. She going to take your power before you take hers.
Bitch, she gone. Don't play with me, fella.
Who?
Girl, don't tell me what the fuck I'm doing.
Girl.
This is in the underground.
Did you relieve her?
I relieved her of her duties.
Good. Now I can really read her.
Who are you about to read now, Amy?
Now, you are not in charge of the girls who swirl. Like they love the Eldrin Charles, honey, they can talk they can eye talk on my arms. Oh, you motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit, it's about to go down, girl. The girls say they is all they way calling and, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, this is Marcus. Y'all really need to stop putting reading stuff in the underground. Bitch, I said it.
First of all, listen, hold on.
Kelly, mute her. Mute her, Kelly. Ooh,
I'm not gonna come on here and mute me. The fuck you think this is?
Kelly, I'm a paid advertiser. I don't want to hear her while
I'm
talking.
Play your motherfucking commercial. Put that bitch back in the queue. Play that whole commercial and put her back in the queue. Bitch, don't come on here.
Bitch, please.
Fuck you, thank you. Marcus, girl, you better be glad
but no,
I'm not
back to the point.
Man.
I just left the group. Y'all should. This is the shade. Whatever was. I really think that this
why
show.
Why are you? Listen. First of all, Marcus,
bitch,
no shade. Why are you even coming on? Why are you coming on here discussing it? Like, girl, it is not that serious, mistake.
First off, you need to let me say what the fuck I had to say. Let me say what the fuck I got to say first. That's the problem.
Girls
bitches already have their preconceived notion of how y'all want to spin y'all's story. Y'all are motherfucking journalists. Your goal is to report the truth, not report one-sided shit.
The girls is at you in the chat room. The girls is giving it right. They said, "Oh, Kelly, now you taking craft for commercials."
Bitch, I ain't never had to craft for no motherfucking commercials, bitch.
Okay, Marcus, what are we talking about here?
Well, I mean, we're really talking about two individual things. I'm talking.
Okay,
about
so why are you discussing on here?
What you say? Because, bitch, y'all brought it on here. Like, to me, y'all
really
brought it out.
Marcus, nobody is.
I just think it's stupid. It is what it is. Do what y'all want to do. But at
nobody
the end of the
knows
day,
what's
what
going
I.
on, Marcus, why are you coming up here making a big scene?
Because I'm not making a big scene. You just tried it. So I'm saying what I have to say. It is what the fuck it is.
Like, listen, Marcus, out of
bitch,
all this
shut
shit.
Up.
We were just
reading right now.
Okay, girl, listen. Don't give me too motherfucking much. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to speak for the callers because I think they just as lost as I am. What the fuck is going on?
Thank you.
No. I corrected them and told them that I think they should check on the story a little more because I feel like y'all giving
Sam
a lot.
Marcus, nobody
Sam,
knew. Okay,
Marcus.
I got a whole different ball game for you.
See?
I can say this. I was on the council. I was privy to every conversation that was had. I was asked. I can show you my inbox where every question to me was asked about what should be done and what shouldn't be done. And I made the comment that he shaded.
Oh, I thought you were, okay, hold on, let me apologize.
Was Friday
I thought you,
and Saturday
hold
related.
On, wait. I thought you was talking to me, girl. I'm sorry. Keep on, carry on. My bad. I'm sorry, Marcus.
I'm sorry.
I apologize.
Yes,
I apologize.
Yes.
Was Friday and Saturday related?
Yes.
And how? Can you explain the relationship?
Because they were trying to hype the, and it's not Malcolm, and I'm going to say that right now. It was not Malcolm's decision to do that. It was them trying to, they were trying to continue to hype up the weekend by making people come there and making people stay there. They
like
knew that.
Event.
They knew
okay.
that they came as a that two people came down together. So if you're going to look out for one and you're going to not look out for the other, yes, that's not possible because they all were asked to stay for another day, including Kelly, who made that comment very known. Everybody was asked to stay for the Saturday's party, to hype the Saturday's party up. Everybody was asked, everybody said they were going to
well,
be helped out, everybody said they were going to be paid for. All this is going
to
happen.
I listened to that was because I have been put in the situation by, not Kevin because I've never really hired him before, but commentators where they were only booked for one day, but they're expecting to stay the weekend.
I know,
I'm telling you, I'm going to put you up the night that you're hired, and then
the next day. But that was never arranged. See,
I get what you're saying now, but see, that's why I'm kind of taking, and sometimes if you don't really understand the whole premise behind it, you know, who's working with what, people don't really necessarily notice that. That's what I was saying, what it was. The guy did come in the group and say, well, however,
Malcolm didn't ask, but Sam was trying to pump the weekend up.
Doing things behind his back, you know, that's another story. I just felt like they didn't report the story. I guess had they done a little more investigation, it still may be a read on Sam. It still may be a read on whoever, Malcolm or whoever.
Right.
Or, you know, because when you put your name out there, that's the risk you take. That's all I was saying. So, Alexis, you know.
Also, girl, you hit it. You hit it, girl.
You know what, Alexis? I have really been nauseated for the last 2 days. I'm just irritated.
Yeah, you are.
I'm
just trying to break
from the underground for a little while.
Girl,
it's no shade. I mean, child, you need a break from all that now. It's the season to be jolly.
Yeah, well then, honey, you need to be jolly and stop trying it for the Dark Knight come after you again.
Oh,
yeah. Y'all are too many things. Somebody attacking you, girl. Somebody attacking you in the daylight, girl.
Oh, they can attack me in the daylight. I'd rather attack me in the daylight so I can see who slapped the shit out of me so I don't have to speculate.
That's your choice, bitch. That's your choice.
Don't try
that's
it.
That's how you feel. I know you try it.
Oh,
Marcus, you want to feel it.
Please
know I'll keep a reserved read for everybody.
Ooh.
Keep it cute.
I love the reserved reads. That'd be the next
C-Watt. So how are you tonight, Marcus? On a positive note, Marcus, how are you?
Just say on April Fool's Day. I can't with that mouth. Marcus.
I'm actually blessed. I'm, you know.
Marcus.
Yes.
I got two text messages. I got three text messages. One say, ask Marcus what his category is. The second one say, he upset he got relationship issues, LOL. And the third one say, you better watch out because Jason Prodigy is coming.
Who?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Hold on.
Hold on one second.
I think I need to take a commercial break and go get me something to drink.
A cold pop?
Yes, a very cold pop.
Alexis barbecuing.
Hello, I'm back. question one, I walk whatever your mother walks, whoever you are, you call it in this message. Number two, Dante Balenciaga, I love you.
Why do y'all people want to get to on my phone? Just go ahead.
Oh, we'll just move on. And the third one was what?
Jason Prodigy coming.
Child, I'm not worried about that. Me and Jason had one instance. We've worked together before. The next one.
I don't use that.
Who don't use? Marcus won't punch back real this.
The girls are
Marcus, they're out in this chat group. Bitch, I can't.
And their chat line girls. That's what they do. They're ugly girls who have to sit on BGC and A4A and Jack with fake pictures that will never be able to meet anybody in real life. They never get to go through balls, and they vicariously live their life through other people. Good luck, you nasty, undeserving.
When I read this message, you're going to know who it is. He stay on BGC. So, girl, show me your credit card with your name on it. Listen,
plenty with my name on it.
The message says that boy at ATL didn't fuck her right.
Oh, child, I don't get fucked. And if I did, baby, when it does happen, I'm going to actually tell everybody it happened. Because it's just...
Who are y'all to impress? Who are y'all to? Why are
people
trying to impress other people?
You ain't gonna tell nobody. If somebody asks you, honey, I'm still trying to get.
Who am I, Naima? Why would I be trying to impress you of all people?
You ain't gotta impress me. You should be trying to impress yourself.
I'm pleased. I'm very well pleased. And if I don't like something about my life, I change it. And that's not a reason I'm a, but I've gotten to that point in life. People talk about Jesus, so you expect them to talk about you. When they're not talking about you, it's a problem.
Well, I can tell that's what they say about me, honey. Because nobody
is
feeding me.
That's kind of the mentality I have. So many people sitting here.
Because nobody is feeding me, fucking me, or financing me. So
well,
I can
they fucking you, girl.
Fonda, check your book.
You said what?
Facebook.
TJ,
check
how
my
was
Facebook?
The dinner?
Okay.
Well, hold on. Actually, TJ cooked. Vonna, how was the dinner?
It was cute.
Oh, okay.
I heard Potbelly's got you together.
Ooh. Yeah, it's not really a great thing to have. I don't know if it was Potbelly's or the little or the salad I had earlier, but no. Won't be having
TJ, I'm
no
on Facebook. What are you talking about?
Check your inbox, bitch.
It's not listening in my inbox. Oh.
Marcus, it's hard not
I guess
to talk
was
about
the
you.
Week, yeah.
You're the ballroom rag doll. I can't.
Oh, my
y'all.
God. They are at this man in this room.
I'm the ballroom rag doll.
Please
okay.
Leave Jesus out of this.
Who's saying they are Jesus?
Child, that's
a, I think Naima. Somebody said they talk about
everywhere.
What the fuck is that? Gibberish?
Oh, Miss Stain, they is reading Marcus down in this official ballroom radio.
Read me down. Oh, I can see they. I can see these fake profiles now. Let me see who they are.
Anybody have Marcus?
It's on the show or it's in the Facebook group.
It's in the Facebook.
Oh, in the Facebook group? Hold on. Wait. Moons will make transformers.
Oh, my God.
Tell Marcus to keep it cute.
I think somebody, your voice is annoying, make you want to slap the shit out of him. That nigga sound like he got a dick in his ass. Why he talk like that? I'm just saying.
Unless she
you get a job
talk
and
about
get a
somebody.
Degree, and then you can talk like me.
Tell don't Marcus, be. Marcus, Dexter said don't give his daughter too motherfucking much.
Tell Dexter to text me.
Dexter, you heard that?
Yeah, Dexter, call me. Your daughter tried me at first, and I wouldn't even try
no,
her.
No, I didn't try you. You tried me in the room. You always be trying me. That's why we always be going at it, because she be trying it. Now, we
no,
can get him on the phone, because I can call him on three-way, get him on the phone.
Excuse me? You always work.
Thank you.
That's
you
what
tried
we are in the group.
You tried it.
I'm not
thank
in the group
you.
No more. Oh, well.
You the one who tried it.
I did not. You felt like it.
No, let me tell you something, Marcus. When I read the message, let me tell you something, okay? Because to be technical, because Alexis is my witness, okay? When I read the message, I never said who the message came from, where the message was at, or anything like that. I never said that. All I did was read a message. You the one who want to get all cute.
It's not that. No,
shit.
I just don't think
no,
that you
let
should
me
be
tell you something.
Anything
I don't, let me
that
tell
happens
you something.
In the
let
underground.
Me,
that's the terms of the conditions of the
let me tell you something,
it
Marcus.
Where it came from.
I will be the
but
last
really,
person that will run my mouth. You should know
y'all.
That.
I was like, I think y'all are not being good journalists. That's really what
let
the message is saying,
let me tell you something. I'm not the one who's a journalist. I could care less. I was just reading what was posted. First of all, I'm the last one that will run my mouth.
To you, it was meant to watch you and Alexis.
I'm going to I'm going to turn the lights out at the coldest winter ever.
Let me tell you something, okay? One thing I don't do, and a lot of people know this about me, I don't run my mouth. You can ask Alexis that, okay?
It's not
about
that.
No, it is, because you know what? Because if it wasn't, you wouldn't have made so many doggone posts talking about we don't run information out here. Bitch, you got motherfucking nerve to give that to me, because I don't do that.
Can we
I don't do
with
that.
The bitches and
hold
Christian.
On, Naima.
Let me tell
Naima,
you something.
You
if,
were
I
tolerated,
the one, if I was
you were
the one who ran my mouth, there's
group,
plenty of things I can tell.
In the group.
There's plenty of things.
In the group. You're just tolerated. You're tolerated, not accepted. There's a difference.
Number three, you're tolerated too, okay?
No, I'm
tolerated
in
that
group
because I want to know what's going
believe
on.
They'll beg me to come back to the group.
Let me tell
how
you something, Marcus. One thing's for certain and two things is for sure, okay?
Never
what
been
you're
a
not going to
my
do is think that you're going to keep, coming for me. But
so, Marcus.
I'm not coming for you.
So, Marcus, what you're basically saying is if you would come back to the group and tell them to kick Naima out, they would kick her out because nobody really wants her there?
Take a poll, Kelly, and see what they say.
Well, I took a poll last week and Kelly won, so maybe I need to take another. Well, I'm not in the underground, so I can't be responsible for that poll.
Well, Jason, we were recruiting new members. I don't know what happened. Alexis.
Bitch, I left that up. You on a new
member. I mean,
committee.
I did
oh, no,
let
I
Alexis
Kelly,
the administrator in my
Kelly.
Room.
Yes.
Kelly. So
yes.
What kind of poses was you giving at that baby shower? That was a little X-rated you.
What
poses
no,
you
did you see her doing
shower?
The kickstand with the leg out like Star should be selling it?
Oh, you know, I was, you know, this is the whole right that they got the baby shower. You know, when I come around my family, you know, I'm very, like, you know, how, when, you know, me and Alexis go out, I'd be very Benji aunt, Miss Thing. I'm never done up around my family. I never get done up, buddy. So, you know, I said this time I'm going to get dressed. And so, you know, my cousins and my sisters, they be at me, honey. And so, you know, I was sashaying across the room. And they said, take a picture. So I gave that, you know, Stasha a haul. And, you know, so they could get it to that boot in the hair.
Wait a minute. Kelly, they say you gave Stasha. What the fuck?
Excuse me?
They say you gave Stasha. What the fuck?
Who said that?
It just came through the black phone.
Oh, baby. Well, you know, honey, I gave the kickstand. Now, not the look.
She looks good in drag.
Because it's disrespectful, Kelly.
Lighter. Excuse me?
I said that was disrespectful.
So the girls wanna be trying me and sending Alexis messages, Miss Thang. If you was a bad bow bitch, you wouldn't have to send Alexis a message. You'll call in here and say what the fuck you gotta say. Okay? Keep sending y'all messages over there to y'all flunky, y'all punk pussy faggot.
What? 15.
Lord, let me go back and see what 15 is doing now.
I like Kelly casual boot.
Y'all got like five minutes to call in or some shit.
Yeah, y'all got 5 minutes left if y'all want to call in, so call in, but I think the lines might be jam-packed. They said they like my casual boots, so what are they trying to say? They want me to put on my thigh high. They want me to go in my room and put on my thigh high. That's what the girls is giving.
Let me click on this camera and get a piece of this.
Okay, because I know the girls ain't trying me, Miss Thang.
No, me and Fifteen having a private conversation.
Oh, okay. Because I have boots, Sonny, okay?
They said they were cute, Kelly. Calm the fuck down.
Oh, okay. I thought the girls were sending for me, honey.
They were cute. Like that T-Boss toothpaste you had on. I can't. Bitch, Miss Kelly, I'm not. I can't keep doing this.
I'm not, honey, baby. They about to gag me, Sting. I'm about to find out right now who's in your inbox.
Yeah, who the fuck has porn videos all over? Who is this? To the person that just inboxed me, I don't even know who she is.
Who got all type of porn videos, Alexis?
Wait, hold on, girl. I'm not your person.
All you girls that's in the chat room, if y'all still want to be in the chat room and still be a part of the show and don't want to call in, if y'all got Skype, y'all can log into Skype and still be a part of the chat room.
Bitch from
San
Antonio, Redlon.
Oh.
Excuse
me.
You heard it, Naima.
No, that was Naima. That was Vonna. I heard Vonna.
So that was Naima.
That was Naima.
That was Naima.
I heard the other name. She know I heard the other name. That's why she did it with
me. I know.
Kelly,
I thought it was Naima,
it.
You know, because she's in love with it, honey. You heard the message. You heard what it said, Naima?
Friend, I was just wondering.
Naima, you heard what it said? You heard
it
what
was my... one of my girlfriends in the mid-2000s.
Yeah,
I heard
what it said.
Yeah, it's a new message from Santonio Revela.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Baby.
15 know a lot about me. Mm-mm. 15 know a lot about everybody. Hold on, we got a caller. 917-740, you're live on the air. 917-740, you're live on the air. Let's try this one more time. 917-740, you're live on the air. Okay, you're going for the night. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Ew. You told everybody to call in, Kelly?
Yeah, I told them to call in, honey. They better call in, honey. They got 1 minute and 36 seconds.
Did London go to bed? Mother, are you still there?
No, London is gone, honey.
Okay. Damn, she's
breaking news.
Don't say good night.
The house immediately having another open house.
Oh, damn.
I'm not playing with you.
Whistle, baby. Wow, you.
I don't leave my sister alone, Miss Sarah.
Yes, Nicole is my new best friend. Y'all will stop coming for her.
And she is listening, honey, so y'all better leave her alone.
Did you say y'all better stop coming for him?
I said her, Naima.
Okay.
I get right. Nicole on the phone. Get
it
Nicole
was,
on the phone.
Nice
I said her.
Nice
I said Nicole is my new best friend. Y'all better stop coming for her.
I really did.
619-500, you're live on the air.
Oh, God.
Hello, what's the
Yeah. Oh, no, no, I thought you were somebody else. It's okay.
Hi. Sis, don't do me like that. This is Mimi. Y'all have been currying tonight, especially Jason with the motherfucking songs, child. I was over here laughing my ass off. I was like, girl, baby. And Naima's sister, girl, why is they coming for you, honey? Why is they not using you, girl?
They always try. I mean, it don't matter.
And Kelly, bitch, you sitting over there looking like the fish, and I'm going to come over there and see your boyfriend for 24 hours. That's all.
Ooh.
Ooh. Baby. Sister, girl. Hold on. Rodney, you're back on the air.
What's going on, people?
Nothing. We just sitting up here kiki and having a kiki.
The drink is lost.
I'm still drinking.
Well, Rodney, while we have you on air, and... you are an underground member. If you had to pick one, Naima or me, who would you rather endure?
Oh, shit.
Accept it versus tolerated.
Say it one more time, Marcus.
Naima versus me. Tolerated versus accepted. Which one would you vote for? Which one would you want in the group?
Tolerated versus accepted. Those are two different categories.
Huh?
Naima's tolerated. Marcus is accepted.
Since I told you about, you know, my new lead, thanks to my brother and my people, I'm going to go with accept it for $1,000, Alex.
Ooh. Ooh. Well, thanks for calling in. We're glad to be out. Actually, your hair with you. You got your hair on the line. So go ahead and not go
vote. Excuse me, too. Hold on, please. You need to go real fast. Hold on one second.
Wait, so he was in the... Okay. The finished product.
Hello.
Right,
hello.
Hi,
how
is this the legendary icon? I have a Balenciaga on the ear. How are you?
This is Naima on the air?
She's here.
Oh.
Icon Naima Ebony.
Okay.
No. Don't we let something slide? But that is going too far.
Ooh.
What is Naima on the air about?
Naima, I asked the question the last time. You can ask this time.
Let's Marcus, you better tread lightly because I'm dead serious.
Harold, well, the question is, are you going to deal with what is it again?
The
do you
question
to deal
is,
with
Harold, the
or
question
accepted?
Is,
Marcus accepted.
No, I think honestly, Marcus is tolerated and accepted. He's accepted by the younger generation, tolerated by the older, and Naeem is neither nor because I don't think anybody knows her.
Oh, shit!
We were talking about in the underground. You just let us both have it.
Oh, bitch, sir.
I mean, I'm just being realistic. I mean, like, I don't even think, like, most ethnics know Naeem. Let me explain to you and all those that try to come for me at this point. There's nothing for me to gain in that scene anymore. You know, it's like, you know, when you hit the bell at the carnival and it goes all the way to the top, and it hits that other bell and it goes ding. There's nothing else for me to gain. So all the politics and everything, all of that is behind me at this point. So really, like, so Naeem, really, like, if we want to play this game, like, at least I'll say Marcus has a ball. You know, Marcus gets on the nerve of the icon. But
Hold on. Naeem has got reinforcement. Her father is live on the air.
Yes.
You would not, Harold.
Hey, David took his wig
sit
off.
Sit up here and dog my daughter out. You would not fucking do this.
You
would not sustain the bullshit for the icon. Don't try my daughter.
Your first notable child is JD.
Try my daughter.
Okay, so since your father, you know better than the rest of us. You are a down dad. What's not even known for? Dexter?
Hello?
Dexter?
Can you hear me?
What is Naeem known for?
What do you mean?
No, what do I mean is this. What is...
No, I hear... No, I'm just hearing that you know you like that there on the radio show, whatever they
say. No,
you know, we undergrounders and stuff like that. We should keep it in the underground. You know, I got her back 100%. She ain't gotta be. She don't have to be known for nothing. She's my daughter.
She doesn't have to be known for nothing.
Hold on.
Listen, what's not gonna happen is this. Okay, this is what wears me with the people. Okay, everybody wants to get on.
Somebody in the chat room said, Harold, why are you trying this lady like that? What the fuck are you known for? And then somebody said, Naeem, Naeem was known for doing the Ebony's hair.
Okay,
Hold on. We have the legendary icon himself. Cabbage is on the motherfucking phone.
Good evening, everyone.
Hi.
Hey, Archie. Good evening, everyone. And
good evening, my love.
And Harold, please know that Naeem also has a mother, too.
Okay, excellent. You know, I'm glad that she has a mother because a father couldn't do her any service on this conversation.
Oh,
mother,
shit.
What do you care to bring to the table?
Excuse me?
Mother,
what happened? I can't hear you. I'm on the galaxy. I can't hear you.
What I
ask
is,
take it on speaker, Harry.
Your mother, you're an excellent cook. Does your daughter cook at least as well as you do? Does she at least have that resume?
I can't understand a word that you're saying, sweetheart.
Harold, you drunk?
Dexter, you drunk, Harold?
Yes.
Oh, Dexter.
I love Harold, though. But I would be his
ass. I love Dexter and Cabbage. I love Naima, too. No shade.
Wow. Thanks to Icons for reaching out.
This night has been one of many things.
Honey, if the girls, if that's realness, baby.
Hello?
Who was that, Miss Pussy?
People want to be quiet now on the phone.
Yeah, that woman is pussy. She is not real, honey.
Baby,
that was
stop.
A straight
stop.
Fish coming through.
Hello.
Hey,
Icon,
Rodney,
What's going on, y'all? This is Rodney. Hold on, T.
No wonder he's freezing.
Like I told your son earlier, the Patriots, I would love for him to go all the way. Because the New York Giants have thanked the New England Patriots in the last two Super Bowls that they have went to. So tell Joseph, Patriots all the way as well. That gives us hope and dreams. Super Bowl. Tell Joseph, I love you.
There's no way around this. This year.
I have a new overall father for the House of Snow. Hassan Ebony is now the new overall father of the House of Snow.
Really?
And I do have a founding father, but we can see that later.
But I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to be shady tonight. I'm going to be real nice and cordial. I really am.
Hold on. Harold is directed father to the House of Cocktail. That's what the caller just said.
No, it's Snow now. Who's the founding father of the House of Snow? Who's the founding father?
Who's the founding father?
Yes.
The overall legendary father, Fred Chanel, is the
outside. Okay, I agree with you on that.
It was just too much going on, honey. I had to fucking, hold on. Although Dexter, yeah, Dexter's still alive.
Dexter, you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you, brother.
What happened?
No, I said thank you. You don't know what you did?
Bradley, I can't hardly hear you.
I said thank you.
For what?
To a London Bridge's overseas mother.
For what, Rodney?
We'll talk later then. I just said thank you. You should already know, but, you know.
Oh, that was you. Oh, okay. I didn't know it was for you. All right, no problem.
Yeah. Okay.
No problem.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it has been an underground show tonight.
Who is that?
Tonight has been an underground show, I see.
Wait,
been a show.
Why Marcus
I know
got
that
put
much.
Out the underground?
Say it again.
Why Marcus got put out?
Marcus
relinquished himself from the group.
He's
really?
Back.
Kelly, I'm back with my title.
Who?
Why did you leave, Marcus?
You still trying?
Why did you leave?
I left because I just felt like they weren't listening, and so I had to respond in some type of way.
She needs some attention. They say she has a man problem. What you say?
I just gagging how Marcus was added back to the room, and he got his power back, Miss A girl. Like, what the fuck, Miss A?
Because the last time you got keys, you abused your power.
No, that's how I got keys, this thing. I cleaned it up, this thing, and the girls was gagging.
Yes,
they just took my keys.
I had to give it to you. I supported every decision you made. But
y'all took my keys.
They want to keep it political.
I just checked out.
You don't need it because you keep coming for me every chance that you get when you want to get in your mood. Naima, I apologize to you in the group. Let's leave it there.
I did not know that Alu was not in that group anymore.
What, Alu? Which one?
Realness.
Oh, no, yeah,
no,
you've been
he
there.
He gave his life to God.
He did what?
He gave his life to God.
I'm not going
to
say that.
Who gave his life to
God?
Stop.
He did.
So he's not walking balls or nothing anymore?
Well, I don't know about that, but he said he didn't want to be in the messiness and the cattiness anymore. Is that correct, Alexis?
So Rodney, you're gonna have a
conversation, Rodney. Me and you alone.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Look, I am overall Father Cocktail, overall Father Prodigy, overall advisor to the world. So anything you want me to say to me, Naima, you can say it to my family.
Say
it to me on Facebook because I am the real. I am ballroom. I'm a ballroom club.
Rodney, please stop.
Okay, now you might talk to you later.
Baby, what they had to drink tonight? They had $5 Patron or something? Rodney,
well, I want somebody back in the room before y'all hang up on me.
And who was that?
I want Loco Revlon back in the room.
We're good. Who's that?
Loco.
Ooh, I got some E-Tugger, the Unk-Pugger. Ooh.
Okay, well, you know what? At this, At this time, Miss Sang girl, we're gonna say goodnight, Miss Sang, because everybody that's on this phone is a part of the elite room, Miss Sang.
When is open?
And
somebody said when is open enrollment in the underground? What's tea?
Okay, well, baby.
$50 green dot.
I'm not paying the $50 green dot. Oh hell no! I'm signing the room. I gotta pay to join the room. I don't need to be there.
We gotta do this like Johnny.
The room is very exciting, and it's definitely the who's who of ballroom and who's who of the gossip.
We gotta do this like Johnny's is doing in her room. If y'all want to see that, the table is staying. Inbox myself or Alexis at green.com for $50. Honey, you can have a.
We gotta be accountability for all of this.
$75. If you want keys, it's $75.
And you want keys for the control of the room, it's 75 girls.
That's okay. My husband is in the room, so I still get all the information.
Your husband who?
Oh, so you
think
you're gonna be pumping your tea?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, Corey
be pumping, so Corey be pumping you tea. Give me my right now, Mistake. I'm going to show you how to clean house.
I did not say you were pumping tea. I just said my husband was in the room.
We've been trying to narrow it down to two house members per, so that means we can get rid of one Balenciaga immediately. Thank you.
I did not say that he was pumping me tea. I said my husband is in the room.
My good.
Now we're down to two.
I don't have a problem saying where my sources come from because my sources will call in. So,
and my good girlfriend, my good girlfriend that's always hitting me, that always hits me up every time we bring up this topic about the, about the real Miss Thing. Please don't hit me up, Miss Thing. I'm only reason I got in the room because I was a couture, Miss Thing, and then I switched back over and I'm still in the room. But they do not let Miss Rocky's in the room, so do not hit me up.
No, wait. Do y'all remember when Kelly was trying to get in the room real, real hard? She was getting all the fake profiles trying to get in the group.
No, this is good. It's on the phone.
She was like, "You remember me? I live here." And then I'm like, "Girl, I remember you."
Everybody was like, "Girl, who the fuck is that?"
I saw you live on the air.
Yeah, what's up?
What's going on?
I remember that too.
Who is this? Hassan, baby mother. What's going on?
Oh. Rodney, you know what? Good night, Rodney.
Yeah, for the baby mother. This is not anymore for years. As we talk to each other, BM and BF.
All the snow.
You must be having some over drinks tonight.
you ever see our posts to each other, BM and BF? So, do we speak on the Now That's Tea group when Kelly and different people, as far as saying, the radio show and different other little things, and have we spoke on that yet?
No, we didn't talk about the poor drunk bitches.
What happened? I missed that, Rodney. I was in another chat. What happened now?
Okay, so we spoke on the, the reactions to different stuff when people bring up the radio show and
I'm not gonna do that with you tonight. I'm not. Ooh, that's Harold.
Yes, it's Harold living back around.
I'm not worried. Listen, let me tell you something, baby. Gotti, I'm not worried about the girls to stay. Bitches can pick up any subliminal messages that they want to pick up. If you's a bad bitch and if anybody got, and it's not going, this is not directed towards anybody. If anybody has anything that they want to say about me, bitch, I got 5 different Facebook pages. At one of them, at it when you put up a motherfucking status. If you want to talk, if you want to address me.
What happened to our interview with Scrappy when I was asking him about, Now That's Tea, and he was looking at calling in to give us an exclusive interview about his reaction to the show?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Scrappy Easter.
Oh, Scrappy, you meet too?
That's what he went to?
Yeah, he's in
Visu.
Oh, okay.
Scrappy Prodigy
from Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tomorrow night on the Tea Party show, every Tea Party member have a glass of wine. We can be drunk, boo.
What you say, Rodney?
I said Norman, Miss Rodney, Scrappy, Visu.
You know.
I guess
what I'm saying?
Oh, what's going on with them?
Remember,
So, Alexis.
Yes.
No, I'm not going to do that on here. I'm just not.
Why not? I did everything else tonight.
Yeah, okay. It's definitely been one of
them. Well, when are you debuting? When are you debuting?
All right. Thank you for calling in tonight. I think that Ms. Rahi should be banned from the underground. Oh, Kelly.
Yes.
TJ just inboxed me and said, I think that Ms. Rahi should be banned for the underground room.
And that's exactly why he's not getting in, because Ms. Rahi should be banned.
Oh,
TJ still
doesn't have a question. Let me ask y'all a question for the people that's on the phone. So if we were to add another Ms. Rahi to the group that, you know, is exclusive of being in the group, who would y'all recommend?
Okay, can it be somebody that know how to write and talk correctly?
I would recommend Chi Chi.
No, hell no. I would say Martell.
Why not?
Hell no.
When you talk, all I hear is bah, 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 bah,
bah, bah, bah, bah,
bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah,
bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah. If I would have to do one, I would say Joel, because it's controversy. He's in controversy. He's
hell.
Yeah.
Hell no.
What did you say?
I said Martez.
Martez.
Okay. We're not having this conversation on the show.
I say Jack. I think he gets his
teeth. You know.
Y'all playing, but he gets the tea. He might not spill it, but he gets the tea.
Right, he will confirm or he will comment on whatever.
Jack.
Harold say Jack is more political than him.
Open the door.
Mm-mm. What Harold said?
Jack is more political than him.
Oh.
I think we got enough Ms. Rahi's in the room.
So do I have to be sponsored by somebody to get into this room?
So
since I'm not in nobody, since I choose not to be in anybody's house, do I have to be sponsored to get into this room?
It's drunk. What's wrong with it's drunk?
Well, Jason, I'm gonna pitch a name up for a vote.
Look,
I'm adding Jason's name to the room right now as we speak.
Turn
it
with keys.
You got
keys?
What?
All you gotta do is turn it.
I got keys.
You
ain't
gotta
I got
turn this. Just turn this and pull.
I got keys, but I can add his name to the group. And if y'all accept him, y'all accept it, honey.
Add him as a request.
Baby, and I just requested his name in the group.
Huh?
This thing. I sponsored my next. I sponsored.
No,
I tell y'all one thing. I will tell y'all this. It's no shade. Okay, with the people that is in the room, and like I say, there's no shade. With the people that is in the room, some of them be running out of there with tea. At least I don't run my mouth, and Jason will definitely won't
Why
run out of there with no dog on tea.
I guess y'all said y'all wanted to. Y'all, hey, hold on. Y'all said y'all wanted another Ms. Rahi
okay.
in the room and say, I just put Jason in the house, and I just added him to the group.
He's a bridge,
Kelly. He's not in your house.
Stop
stealing
members. Added him to. I'm the director, bitch.
Bridge.
Okay.
I directed him in the house just that quick. So y'all said y'all wanted to Ms. Rahi. Add him to the group.
So girl, why when that boy was asking you about becoming a Ms. Rahi, you told him you gave him Trey's Facebook page. That was you, girl.
I say Mark.
Who's Mark? Ebony?
No more Ebony's in the group.
Okay, it's already right. Ebony's flooded. It's already tonight.
I think y'all should ask Stuart.
Bitch. I probably wouldn't be able to go to sleep. I wouldn't be able to go to sleep in that group.
Okay, because he is enough already in the
bitch,
news.
He had me dying in that ballroom news group. If y'all hoes can't read in between them lines, y'all are some dumb bitches.
Oh, girl, Jason, I added you to the group, Jason. I can't tell you who the administrators are, but one of the administrators just inboxed me, and they said denied.
Ooh. Well, I'm walking around the house talking to my son. I'm talking about my computer.
And I think I got a feeling of which one it is, and I got something for them right now.
Oh!
Yeah, that's right.
Y'all is a mess.
Ooh. Well, baby, let's see what Jason got, honey, because, baby, y'all is making me ready to get ready to hang up. I think it's about to get real juicy. Hold on, we got another caller. 201-3360, you're live on the air.
Oh, wait a motherfucking minute, okay? No more Ebony's in the group. I don't want to be in your motherfucking underground group, girls.
Well, since you're on the phone, Mark,
hey,
didn't you just say that Harold wasn't a real icon?
What? Say what?
Didn't you just say in the chat group that Harold wasn't a real icon?
That's what I said in the chat room.
Harold is not a real icon.
I don't think so.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Hey, Mark,
you know what? I'm not even going to do tit for tat, but I think I know what administrator it was, Callie.
Mark. You know, you're so bitter, and you could never, ever take.
I work every day. I don't have time to be bitter. I have fun online, reading,
please,
and having.
Mark, please stop. That horrible Vox Sim career of yours, you have lost in my own carriage butterfly CD. Please.
Well, there's nothing about a ballroom career because I have a real ballroom since 2010, Queen.
Listen, the only thing you could ever fall back on, you know,
about what you're doing on the sidelines and why you're out.
You've been motherfucking pulling piss out of bedpans in hospitals.
It don't even matter. I haven't been to jail in a very long time. When's the last time you've been
working just like you're working? And the bottom line is, I've done for this scene while you sat on the scene.
I don't care what you do for the scene, babe, while you in real life. So you do what you do in the scene because you haven't seen me, you won't see me, and you may not.
But
you can come on this line with that icon motherfucker political bullshit if you want to, bitch.
You
motherfucking girl. It's not going down like that. I don't do ballroom like that, and I never really did ballroom like that, and I never needed a career. You know what? Hell, you
still consider an active member. Girl, you have done nothing in the scene. Nothing. Girl, please shut the fuck up, girl. Girl, all you can say is, bitch, I work and this and that, whatever. Girl, you can put it up to the girls on the pier, bitch. Bitch, I've been in prison, came back, and still work in a government job.
Baby, I got a motherfucking bachelor's in science. You
can't
become a
motherfucking miserable ass motherfucking queen. You can't motherfucking take me.
You
never could. And, bitch, on top of that, not only have I done everything I've done, I've created a dynamic house.
Motherfucking icon, she ain't never seen, bitch. What the fuck have you done? You ain't walked in one a motherfucking thing. And when you did walk, you didn't win.
Go set the fuck up and get your motherfucking life.
Without that house, you wouldn't be nothing.
You're wasting these people's time trying to pretend like you're relevant because you have nasty, bitter
relevant. You're right. I'm not relevant. I'm past one. That's it.
You are nobody. You are nobody.
Could
erase you off ballroom history. Who are you to the scene?
You know about ballroom history. I was there watching you lose, Queen. So it doesn't even motherfucking matter. I was right on the sideline watching you walk and lose.
You brought no money. Then you have nothing but some energy.
Bitch, you ain't won nothing for the joke. That's
all nobody has. You're nobody's nothing. Girl,
only thing
you have to your credit is bitch that you was
a
round motherfucking bitch with motherfucking
the girl who wore your
purse.
I was around. That's all I needed to be. I was watching you do nothing.
You're nothing.
I was watching you carry the Mugler motherfucking bag, bitch.
Something
to, I watched you carry two cases from table to motherfucking table. Done nothing. Hang up. Nothing.
Government benefits
are going to stake your hand. Be political about it tonight and just hang up. You're done.
Are you fucking kidding me? You sound like a fucking fool. You and all your fucking faggot ass better music from the 90s sound better. No, I don't have to be political. Political about what? Bitch, guess what? I walk boss in a suit, in a tie, with a briefcase. Bitch, in a category. Bitch, I was in a motherfucking legendary house of Miyake Mugler. Bitch became a father in there, left the house, and
where for you? I work every day. What are you doing?
Come back to life. Girl, I created my own house.
What are you doing? That icon status you got is a motherfucking joke, Carol, and you should give it. Your house is bad. Live with that.
Bitch, my house became motherfucking mothers and fathers left and right. Legends. Bitch, motherfucking bitches that had names already came and stood under my umbrella. Bitch,
I'm not denying that your house is truly bad, hell, bitch, like I just told Corey. I would go to.
Shut the fuck up to me. Who
the fuck
is wrong?
And I have been to. And I still will go to every other ball, even though you're on this line trying to. I still will show up at an other ball, but that icon status is a joke. Good night.
No, you're a joke. You're a roach in my mansion, girl.
Okay, well, hang up. And you're an icon talking to nobody.
Exactly, girl. You are nobody. You know you're nobody, girl. Girl, the only thing. The only thing. Anything is the fact that you
and clean this up. Do what you're doing, clean this
girl,
up as an icon. Be with
any other ebony that had ever walked in ballroom history with the name Mark, girl, you would be nothing. Girl, you are nothing to the ballroom
nothing.
Scene.
I'm still in the house of ebony, and I'm still going to continue to walk, and I don't care if you tell me tonight, tomorrow, or whatever. I still will walk up with my head up motherfucking high and go to work the next day.
And the girls are intimidated. But now, bitch, guess what, faggot? I'm from motherfucking same era. Your reads don't mean nothing to me. Bitch, don't
I don't read you. I don't even say anything to you. I just don't think you should be an icon. What's wrong with that? It's an opinion.
Butch Queens and Butch Queen history. Start telling y'all faggots every day. Girl, you haven't done nothing. You're nothing. Girl, you don't mean nothing to the scene. Who are you?
What do I need to do in the scene, Harold? I was just there. What do I need to be? To be a part of the boardroom. I paid my $30.
Girl, you're
in
the scene.
Oh, my God.
Harold, you don't motherfucking scare me. You and no motherfucking other bitch. I'm gonna fuck them out. Now we just sitting here having a Kiki read. You wanna go to that motherfucking ball, but you don't wanna play with me. So you really wanna bring it. You can do whatever you motherfucking want.
Mark, let me explain something to you.
But this is just boring.
Oh my God, girl, now you want to fight? Now you want to fight? That's That's the only solution you have for getting back, for me telling the ballroom scene that you actually...
Dang, I didn't hear what you...
So now you want to... Because
oh,
I know
my God.
Joe Kelly, back up a second. Joe Kelly, I need you to shake the table. Because I told the ballroom scene, Mark, that you never cut it, that you just never made it, that, you know, all the shade that you give, this bit of it, this is really,
what do I need to make
nothing. So now you want to fight...
So what? I didn't hear what you said. So I thought maybe you came at me that way. I didn't hear what you said. Alexa said, be iconic. I didn't hear words you said.
No, that wasn't me.
That
was not me.
Listen,
let me explain
something to you.
You know, I'm just sitting here, and I'm just low-key, honey. I have no comment, but like I tell all the girls, all the time, a bitch don't need a motherfucking title. All I need is my motherfucking name.
Here you go.
Thank you.
What is everybody pressed about these titles for? Like,
that's
what's going on?
I don't know, honey. Oh, but Jason, the people that denied you, Jason, they said the reason your application was rejected, they said you're too close to overall Mother Bridge.
Oh, you have been
denied
already? We haven't even
run
it yet, bitch.
So because I'm close to London, I can't come in there. But aren't you close? London's like your good girlfriend. But you know what? Some places you just don't need to be. So thank you anyway.
Took the keys to me. She cursed, but I ain't mad.
I'm fine where I am. I'll still get what I need. Alexis is in that room. You're in that room, and so is Naima. So it's all good. My feelings are not hurt. I've been rejected from better place because I'm friends with London. My ass is my ass, and you can kiss it.
I just want Loco Revlon back in the room. That's all.
Her application was rejected also.
Oh, okay.
For what?
No, it's too late to call it.
Her application was rejected too.
I know Alexis got keys, and apparently Marcus has keys. What's the other administrator in that room? Naima, can you let me know who the administrator is?
Oh, shit.
Marcus.
Oh, so
yeah.
Naima be spilling you to eat?
No, but I'm asking her to tell me who the administrators are.
Well, I've been paying. We in enough groups. Pay it.
Exactly. I mean, no, I want to know who the administrators are so that I can personally write each one of them a letter.
Ooh.
Okay.
Well, this is the shade. I'm the one that did it, Jason.
Marcus, I already knew it was you, but it's okay, because the lights always cut on. I mean, what's that in
the
dark always comes to light?
No. This is a democracy, Marcus. No one person has enough power to just veto everybody's decision. Did everybody get a chance to vote, or the majority of the group vote, and they said no? You say your decision, but did the majority of the group vote?
No, we didn't have a group vote. Marcus was the one who denied them.
Oh, shit.
And that's fine. And I knew that. That's why I said I'm an administrator of a lot of other groups, but I don't do tit for tat. But I thank
you for being man enough,
Marcus. I thank you for being man enough to say that it was you that said no. And again, I'll say I've been rejected from better places, so thanks. I mean, I just wanted to be in there for
the
kiki factor. It didn't matter one way or the other if I got in or got out. It was just for the kiki factor that since you are always talking about this underground room, I know how to keep my mouth shut. I'm not a messy person. I don't sit on Facebook all day long and worry about what kids being said.
If the majority of the group knew you, that's fine. But, I mean,
and Marcus, that's understandable because half those people in that group I probably don't know. I'm going to have to ask who was that.
Right, and so would you really be comfortable being in a group around people that you don't know?
I'm comfortable on the phone with you right now and I don't know you.
What'd you say?
I'm comfortable on the phone with Marcus right now, and I don't know him. I was comfortable on the phone with Rodney, and I didn't know him. I was comfortable with Alexis until I got to know her. That's why you belong to groups, so that you can get to know people. You introduce yourself. You become friends. That's what it's. That's why it's called networking.
I think that's the shade. People, you know, they think it's like a kiki group, but we really are. We are more of like a, I don't know what it is. It's like we hang out together.
Right, and that's fine, because, and you know what, Marcus, I understand that, because I have a group called the Inner Circle, and that's how we are. And you're fine, and I'm fine with that. You have the Underground, I have the Inner Circle, and we both have the same things going on in both of them. So it's fine. Thanks, Marcus.
I think after that, Marcus, you need to put him in the room.
No, I'm going to let y'all take a vote on it like y'all say.
Hello? There's no vote needed to be. There's no vote. There's
I
no
don't need to come in that room until y'all put Loco Revlon back in that room. I'm sorry.
That's
no. And you are the originator of the underground, so.
Exactly. So Alexis took my keys and gave them to Fred.
Oh, no, Fred, you know why we took. Do y'all remember why Dewey took Dexter keys? Because as soon as you bring up somebody's name, he'll add them.
Oh, yes, he was not. Yes, Dexter, you used to do that too. Yes.
As soon as you bring up somebody's name, she be like, "Oh, bitch, I'm about to turn it." Bitch, you see them coming in the door, I be like, "Girl,
why don't y'all let Dexter get back his keys since he was the originator?" And
okay,
see,
I was waiting on her to say something. She was one of the main ones. No. I was waiting on her. Hold on, wait. I was waiting on her to say something. Hold on, wait, Dexter. I was waiting on her to say something because she was the main one talking about, yes, girl, you need to take her keys, girl, because she don't be doing nothing but add people as soon as you start talking about it. I was waiting on her to say something.
You call her your father.
That's what she said, Dexter.
Hi, Daddy. And I believe you too, Alexis.
She said it.
Yes, she did.
Naima, yes. But my daughter have exclusive sex rules that she wouldn't share.
Oh, mistake! I already infiltrated that room, mistake, with all those motherfucking Ebony's, mistake, and Naima's the only Earl in the room, mistake, and all of them is just putting up pictures and everything.
Wow.
Oh, baby. Yes.
If he does like those drawers with just the straps in the back, he'd be like, "Oh, girl, fuck me."
Ooh.
I'm going to snatch your laptop next time I go by.
Hey, baby, you snatch that motherfucking laptop, baby. Baby, that laptop, if that laptop talk, baby, that laptop is going to start a motherfucking story.
I like the first one.
This has been the underground show tonight, right?
This show has definitely been a key tonight, honey. We definitely had a ball, honey. It wasn't no balls to talk about this weekend, but baby, we definitely did have some fun here tonight, honey.
Well, we have a few balls for next week. We got the free ball in Chicago on Friday with Mario Balenciaga. Then we got the Scala ball
Saturday. Ronnie, no free promotion, young man. I had to pay $100. I didn't get a discount.
No. This is not a promotion. This is just what we're going to be talking about on next Monday. So I'm just giving you.
We'll talk about it on Monday.
Listen, just remember January 26th, the coldest winter ever, here in Bronx, New York, at the Lighthouse. Hold on.
Kelly, have you received your coin?
Well, don't worry.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead and proceed.
Myself, along
with
Jacob Balenciaga and Victoria Gotti, will be doing the red carpet interviews and aftermath. So, ladies, be on point. Ladies and gentlemen, be on point.
Oh, y'all be doing the red carpet, but I don't know about that aftermath.
I don't want to do that. It don't even matter.
Yes, they will be doing the live red carpet to get the celebrities when they come in the building. You know I will be coming through that red carpet, okay? And we're definitely having cocktails and hors d'oeuvres at my house.
Whoa, see? That must be a house trait.
Excuse me?
You'll be doing the BNGO for the thing like that, Reno's and Pepper's Ball.
No, I'm not Sophia. I enjoyed Sophia's interview. I did.
Yes, she was.
Very funny. On the 26th of January, can you make some Swedish meatballs?
Oh, I can make some Swedish meatballs and some steak wrap with the bacon and all. You know, honey, I can do all of that.
And Alexis definitely
will be looking like something that night. My makeup artist is going to eat her mug and make her look like
Well, we all know if he can work with that motherfucking canvas bitch and make you look like something, bitch, when he get on mine, bitch, it's going to be like heaven sent.
Girl, baby, he's actually going to make her look like a woman and send her through the right way, Miss Day Girl. You know, she coming through the building, so y'all girls definitely do catch her on the red carpet, Miss Day. She's going to actually look like she can walk face, Miss Day. I might call her out for $10.
We might comment on some categories of such. You know, people liked it, some people didn't because it affected, you know, different houses and such. But
they look like
myself will be giving commentary.
And I hope y'all do the best and worst dress of the night on that red carpet.
Oh, I'm gonna be looking. I'm gonna have a nice time. I know I'm gonna have a nice time. Make sure I have my ex hug and my opera baby.
And I'll definitely go to Brooklyn and get my act, honey. So now you're gonna be on one end and I'm gonna be on the other end, Miss Egg. So
y'all need to we need to plan a get together for that weekend.
Yeah.
BBQ.
Oh, out of here, Marcus.
Girl.
All that money y'all spent at BBQ's, honey. Y'all can green dot me $60 for steak. I can cook a nasty motherfucking meal.
You said that right. A nasty motherfucking meal.
That's cute, though.
I like
it. Kelly, what it is we don't want to impose on people the day after a ball and Sunday. You know, we can just go to the restaurant.
Yeah, there's no shade, Chair. It's no shade. After that ball, I'm gonna get. Never mind. But yeah.
BBQ's is tradition. Y'all are not
doing my whole
working tradition.
We could go. Yeah, I'm coming to Kelly. No, I gotta get. I'm gonna have to work something out because I ain't gonna.
BBQ is a central location from the Bronx and from Brooklyn and everything like that, which I do understand. Which I know, me and Marcus is real explicit more on the cocktails as far as the foods.
Right.
No. Okay, what was wrong? We could have cocktails here, baby. I got a full bar.
So you want us to come to the bar 2 days in a row, girl?
It's right across the street.
It's right across the
street. Oh, no, Kelly. We'll be back in the city, girl. Like, you talking about coming back out there. Yes, let's come. We can meet in the city. So it'll be central location for everybody. For people that's in the Bronx or people that's in Brooklyn, we can all meet in one location. Of course, it'll be 23rd Street.
Definitely. I don't have a problem with going to BBQ's. Okay?
She don't
want
to go to 23rd Street.
I don't have a problem with going to BBQ's. I don't want to be when I go to BBQ. Kelly Knight.
Right?
Yeah, I want to be Kelly Hunter and go out, bitch. I don't want to have to be dolled up, Miss Thing, because it's still a ball mistake.
Then let's go. I don't mind the one in Times Square. I like that one too.
As long as we go to some place that ain't Fag Central with all the girls missing, and you gotta sit and kiss and smooch the girls and stuff, cause they see you and wanna come over to your table, and we trying to have our underground kiki missing. I don't have a problem.
Kelly, they want to say,
yeah, but at least at 42nd Street, they'll just wave across the table.
Okay. 23rd Street, they want to come to the table.
They want to see us. Yeah. They want the host to pick them by our table so they can kiki with us. And all. Nah, I don't got, I want kiki with them, Miss Egg. I just seen them last night at the coldest winter ever, Miss Egg. Bitch, I don't want to see them. And then after I leave there, Miss Egg, I got to see them at the Rumble the next, a few minutes later. Fuck out of here. No.
Oh, okay.
I just want to keep with my girl.
That's fine because why would you want to be in Times Square anyway, so that's a decent walk.
Yeah, it's funny. Okay, well, everybody say goodnight because the white man will be talking in a few seconds.
Are your bills piling up? Good night, everybody out there in the chat room. Good night, everybody on Facebook. I am so fucking high right
now. Are we doing aftermath?
We gotta get us a recorder. To those who qualify. Jason, if you'd like to join us, you can.
No, thank you. I'm fine. I have an aftermath with Mark and Naima and Jasmine and Tiffany and Jay Rock and Enrique. We have our own aftermath, so no thing. I'm good on that.
Thank you. How do Naima be on both lines?
Because Naima is a part of the inner circle.
That's how the TV get now.
No, we talk to each other. We don't talk on anything.
We actually talk to each other. We actually go out with each other in the daytime and the nighttime.
Oh, hold on.
We go out in the daytime?
Oh shit. I care.
Y'all need to leave Naima alone, Mr.
And Naima,
whoever this is,
just
hitting me in my inbox. Y'all need to leave me alone.
Naima, you are accepted. You know, you will never be tolerated.
Hello?